Our name is the RRR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else. Welcome to our Season 6, Episode 48.
Die, bitch!
Laureled?
it all ties together.
Even the die, bitch, right before it, in a very sad way.
I'm so sorry,
Brad. It's okay, it worked. It worked really well.
Die, bitch! Oh, no, don't die.
It all fit in. It's good.
All right.
that was oddly perfect. Okay.
Now we move on to the cage match between Suburban Dad Damien Dark and Trench Coat Ward. They're going to have a fight to see who wore it best. Thought we would be rivals for Nick's attention, for who wore Easter colors best. I just feel bad that he has to live in a loft with Jess and Nick, because they're honky as hell. I just love that line so much. Schmidt is the best thing to happen to humanity.
That's true. That's very true. I guess one-ups, I suppose.
Yep. That's how this works.
I was at a flea market. That was...
Oh my god, really?
That was no a treat. Way. That was weird. Anyway, I got a transformer at the flea market.
The story just keeps unraveling.
This is my life. No, it's Armada Predacon, the remold of Transmetal Megatron that they released for whatever damn reason. I have no idea why they made it, but they did. And it was cool. And I wanted the mold again. Because it belly ruining everything.
You're ruining this amazing story.
This is a fascinating story about the flea market. But no, he was complete. And it was great. I bought him. And he's my little buddy. And he's right here.
Penis!
Speaking of little buddies.
That's what Brian calls his penis, the little buddy.
Hence why. But other than that, I got Star Wars, and that's it, I think.
It's penis!
It's been a riveting week.
It's been a penis.
It was off the chain. It was off the chain! Oh man, that's coming back soon. That'll be in her Kiva, her Kiva reinterpretation. You know how she be. Melby, no. That's how she be. Okay. So my turn then.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back to
dudes.
Gonna go back to Crystal.
Okay, so I have some mundane stories.
Crystal,
sort of,
you got to work? Or no, you rommed it.
I'm playing. Yeah, he's it. I'm playing on the computer.
Oh. You're pooping on it.
Okay, so
Butt-fucker.
It all starts with my terrible luck last week during spring break. Thursday,
being in a Girls Gone Wild video,
I was going to do what adults do and make myself some dinner and a Jack and Coke, and watch a Pokemon Let's Play. But I knocked over
what
the
adults
entire
do you know?
New bottle of Jack on the floor of my kitchen. So I had to stop dinner and the Pokemon LP to clean up the glass to make sure I didn't cut myself.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. You dropped a bottle of Jack Daniels onto the floor.
Yes. I knocked
it
over.
Did you get arrested for alcohol abuse?
No.
If I called them right now, they would come find you and beat you for that.
It was an accident. I didn't do it on purpose. I wasn't like, fuck you, Jack. Rose was better. I was like, it was an accident.
Fuck you, Jack. That cunt let you drown.
So I knocked it over, and I'm
could have gotten on that door.
Like, the whole day afterwards, my apartment smelled like I killed someone with booze. Because it smelled like heavy booze and then, like, the cleaning supplies I used. But I managed to avoid cutting myself for that day.
But didn't think you would stop cutting yourself.
But then 3 days later, on Monday...
Started all over again.
Time. Well, no, I dropped the next bottle of Jack. No, I was taking the trash out. I should have probably taken it out when I first dropped it, but I was just newer and I wanted to not waste it. But anyway.
Masturbation.
So I'm taking out the trash, and I take the big bag out, and I'm putting the new bag in, and I see, like, these little red flecks around the edge. I'm like, oh, it's just, for some reason, my logic thought, oh, it's because the handle's red, and it, like, distributed the plastic or something. Anyway, I close the lid, and I look at my left hand, and it's covered in blood. Like, the whole hand. The whole
Wait, how
hand.
Did you not know you were bleeding?
I don't know, and I'm like,
it's happened to me before.
Because I did not feel anything. Too,
but I just like to make fun of Dawson.
I did not feel anything, and at first, I couldn't figure it out. I was like, did I kill a mouse by mistake? Do I need to call Sam and Dean?
Hold on, did I kill a mouse by mistake?
I don't know.
The first thing that popped in here.
Because are we about to play Brownie or Poop again?
Well, no, I couldn't figure out why I had blood on my hand, so I'm washing the blood off, and then I finally felt what happened when the water hit my thumb, and I cut a chunk of my thumb off. Like, it cut a good 3 layers off. So, like, my thumb has a hill now. Like, when you look at it, it has a substantial little hill. And
does your thumb have a Jesus?
No. It has an Amara. So, and then, like, it wouldn't stop bleeding. And this was, like, all 2 minutes before I'm supposed to leave for class. So I'm, like, fumbling around trying to stop the bleeding and get, like, a Band-Aid on it and, like, try to put my shoes on and get my backpack while trying not to get blood on all of it. And so that was just a disaster. The other mundane thing that happened to me was I basically played an April Fool's prank on myself because I forgot what? The Force Awakens comes out digitally first, and all the advertisements were like, April 1st, and I go to the store, April 1st, and it's not there. And I look it up, and it's like, oh, digitally. Bamboozled again.
Wow.
So that happened... the only other thing of real interest that happened, I won a 3-hour game of Pokemon Monopoly. So that was fun. And that's really about it. My apartment's getting roofing, so we can't park in our spaces, and it took me 30 minutes to find a place to park yesterday. That was fun. And I spent 7 hours yesterday drawing clouds. Yeah. I didn't know clouds were gonna be the new fabric. But...
Is Politoed trade with the King's Rock?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, and I'm still playing silver, or heart gold, and I'm 3 badges, and... Yeah.
So, Brian, what does your team look like in Crystal?
Cyndaquil.
So you just...
I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna murder you.
My ears are bleeding.
Oh, God. Is probably from Jack Daniel's glass. So you just started Crystal then?
Yeah, I mean, I just left Cherry Grove City. They had no balls to help me.
They had no balls.
Trust no balls.
Trying to think of who. I mean, so you can't really use Politoed if you can't trade.
I can't get Poliwrath. No, Poliwrath's a water stone. I could do Poliwrath.
Poliwrath's good. I like him. He was my leaf green water type. Trying to think of who's another good one to use. I don't know. I'd have to... Don't use Corsola. Corsola blows dick.
I always wanted to use a Corsola because it's cute, but I know it just sucks balls, so...
Yeah, I used it in silver, and I regret that decision immensely. Like, I don't know what made me think it would be, like, a good idea, but I want to go back and find a little me and just, like, kick me in the balls and be like, don't do that. You fucking moron.
Oh, hey, a spinner.
Okay, so I will be getting my Tokyo Key set tomorrow. That's awesome. So excited.
I'd have my fucking cube gorilla in my icon driver if the Postal Service wasn't a bunch of dicks.
Well, I didn't even realize, like, that my stuff had shipped because Oki forgot to email me that he sent my box. Like, I paid him. I somehow had, like, $350 to pay him for this key set and shipping. And, well, part of it was money from YouTube or whatever. So I was like, oh, okay, well, that helps. But I didn't realize that he'd shipped it because he's like, oh, I got paid him in like 4 days later. He's like, oh, hey, here's your box, your tracking number. And that same day, my dad came to my house. Did Dawson leave?
He died, I think.
Great. I've always wanted to kill Dawson. So my dad had come to my house to try and figure out why.
It's the Jack's glass that finally caught up with him.
Because my kitchen lights just stopped working. Like, Kaylee went to go turn the lights on in the kitchen. And was like, the lights don't work. So, and turns out just we had tripped a breaker, but I didn't realize when I looked at it that it was tripped. Like, they were all looked all the way over, but one was like slightly off, and I didn't even see it. So, but he's like, yeah, I got a slip out the mailbox for you. I'm like, I don't understand because I just got a shipping notice from HLJ yesterday, so I know it's not that. Because that's going to be like the Ghost Change Grateful and Cube Gorilla, and then the Gorilla Vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, I know it's not that because it doesn't ship that fucking fast from HLJ. Like, it must be Oki, and then I get my email, like, an hour later, and there's Oki emailing me, here's your tracking number! Well, thanks, I don't need it now. but, so I did that, I pre-ordered Necrom and Black Widow with Oki, because I need my Figure Arts ScarJo, and I pre-ordered Tokon Boost off of AmiAmi, because I am going all in on Ghost Figure Arts.
They do look really good.
So. Like, I really like Ghost. I have no idea what it is about Ghost that I like so much.
They're cool designs.
Like, they just, like, I see them and I get, like, super happy. And it's kind of, like, the same type feeling I had with the ones for Gaim. And then I didn't buy the Gaim figure arts. So, and I felt sad afterwards. So
to make up for it.
To make up for it, I'm like, well, let's do Ghost because I clearly know I want them, so let's do that. And because I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to find money so I can buy Gaim, and I don't want to do that again. So I'm going all in on Ghost as it's happening, and I am happy so far, so that's cool. And what's the other thing? I'm trying to think. So I pre-ordered all that. I pre-ordered like all the latest like I'm a couple of years behind, okay? I'm from the past. I went into the future. The latest Duoger and Ghost toys, because I'm excited about that. And like, I'm to save money, I'm just not buying the other guys from whatever that Metal Hero show is, Wind Spectre or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of want them because they look nice, but I might try and see if I can get them after the fact. I don't know how popular they're going to be. Like, I know Just Beyond, who I didn't buy, is, like, stupid expensive. But I just can't justify buying it. I was okay buying Fire because it's AmiAmi and it's, like, 30% off, so it was cheap. So I could kind of justify that a little more than paying, like, $90 for a figure art for a character on a show I've never watched.
Right.
Like, you know, paying, like, you know, $25 to AmiAmi is a little different than paying $90 to Oki. So I'm going to try and see if I maybe can get him later on. If I feel like it, I might not. But I don't know. But I've been playing Pokemon. I've been, like, just catching every legendary in 5th Gen that you can catch. And it's awesome because I'm using an obscenely low amount of Pokeballs for it, and it makes me happy.
Yeah, I saw your tweets and I was like, whoa.
Like, it was ridiculous. I think I caught one with, like, on, like, the first ball. Like, it was, or it was, like, the second ball. I'm like, holy shit. That was, like, two Pokeballs. What the hell? Like, It was, I know White 2 had a little bit more difficulty, only because, like, see, Black 2 had the Electros, White 2 doesn't have a status guy.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, like, what I started doing for the last couple was I brought, I needed Watchhog to catch, like, Azelf, because I needed Cut. I just gave him a Quick Claw, and he has Hypnosis. So, that was my strategy, just try to put him to sleep real quick, and then, like, or I'd bring, like, Quagsire with Yawn and give him a Quick Claw to try and get him to attack before he gets killed.
Okay.
What the fuck? But my main strategy is Haxorus with False Swipe, and I just get the guy down to 1 HP and just throw Pokeballs. Because even with 1 HP, it's still kind of easy to catch him, even without a status condition. So that's kind of my strategy there. But I still got to do Cresselia and Heatran on White 2. I started taking all the ones on Black that I can't get on Black 2 and White 2 and sending them over. I gained like 45. It's a slow process. Or like all the ones I transferred from Diamond and Pearl, like all the starters, and just trading them over so I can fill my Pokedex. And it's an insanely slow process, but I'm filling it up like crazy. And so that's what I've been spending a lot of time doing, because my fourth gen is literally almost done. Diamond and Pearl, I just need Milotic. On Platinum, I just need Exeggutor Milotic to have it 100%. And then HeartGold and SoulSilver, I think, have Milotic and, like, five others. So it's, like, stupid close to having everything there. And so I'm kind of focusing on Black and White more, and also trying to train up my X team. So I don't use Experience Share like everybody else. I just don't like it. So I don't. And I'm training everyone to get ready for the Elite Four, and I really want to beat X and Y. And then getting my Jirachi, I got the Jirachi cards that I actually just put my mythical Pokemon pins on my bag with the other ones. Like, I just had Mew and Celebi just kind of sitting there chilling, and then I bought Jirachi. I'm like, well, may as well wait till I open this box and put him on there too.
Mine are just nothing in a bag.
Nothing like procrastinating. Well, mine are, like, OCD-ly, like, in numerical order. So it's, like, Mega Charizard X, Mega Charizard Y, Mega Gengar, Mega Kangaskhan, Mew, Mega Tyranitar, Celebi, Shiny Mega Rayquaza, Jirachi, Mega Lucario, and then the Aqua and Magma symbols. Because I have one of those pins very badly. Because Aqua and Magma are awesome. And so, like, they're all in order. So, like, I guess as I get them, I'm just going to have to numerically order them.
Thankfully, I have a problem. They're not too much money, so.
Yeah, yeah. And I like that's in the coming in a neat box. I still get through that OCD thing where I'm like, I need it to be in a pretty nice box and not be, like, damaged. Because I don't like to buy anything that's damaged, even if I'm going to throw the packaging away. Like if I go buy a Megazord, I want the box to be, like, nice. I'm gonna throw the box away, but I want it to be nice. It's almost like a subconscious thing where, like, I know what the contents inside are safe if the box is safe.
Fair enough.
You know, or, like, I know there's a better chance that, like, parts aren't missing. If the box is pristine condition, I know that all the parts rightfully should be inside. So I check like a crazy person for a nice box, even if I'm gonna just chunk it aside in 10 minutes. But yeah, then the babies are waking up in the middle of the night. I think that she's teething some more. That's fun. I don't sleep anymore because she wakes up at 5 o'clock and go back to bed.
Yes.
So that 0 out of 10 would not recommend.
Children are 0 out of 10 would not recommend.
I got a plush BB-8 at this for $6. We went there. Mostly because I wanted to buy a Nick Wilde from Zootopia because I love that movie, and we'd already bought Kaylee Judy Hopps,
mm-hmm.
and Natalie a Judy Hopps. So I really wanted a Nick. Like, as soon as I saw the movie, I'm like, I need to go buy a Nick Wilde from the Disney store. So I went and bought one, and we got Kaylee another shirt. But they were like, oh, I can hit like 100 BB-8s behind the counter, like, limited time only, $6. I'm like, oh, it's a $6 BB-8. Let me buy it. I need to bring home BB-8 because he's awesome. I love him. We're best friends. So now I have a plush BB-8. And his head turns. Because why not?
Wow,
and then right, I got the movie. And damn it, I got my Icon Driver G. I love the thing. I'm not quite sure how to make it work properly. Like, what you're supposed to do.
Good, because like, I'm not quite sure either. I mean, I don't have it yet. Because, again, like, well, postal service, but...
I don't know how to make it do the thing it did in the first episode where he used it, where it said, like, swordsman, inventor. I don't think it says that. Like, all one behind the other.
Isn't that just the transformation sound?
No. No, the final attack when he summoned all 50... No, the transformation sound only says about 7 different names. The ending.
Oh,
to
no,
go back...
I know what you're talking about. I don't think there's a way to do that either.
Yeah, because that's what I wanted to do, because I think it's an awesome sound where it says like all of them one behind the other. I thought it was really cool and in order. It doesn't do that. At least not that I know of. I've been trying.
I'm just upset that the toy can't summon apparitions to fight with me. So,
I would love that too.
0 out of 10. Would not recommend for a form of defense.
Yeah, so I need that in my life. But I really like it. It's like, because it says grateful, and then you can just make it show you little pictures of all the icons. So I'm like, good thing I bought all 15 of those.
I like how that toy basically renders all the icons useless. It's like,
but it doesn't actually say the transformation sounds.
If it did the transformation sounds, then that would be fucking hilarious.
that would just be like the nail in the coffin for the rest of the toy line. Like, why would you buy anything that came out previously? You just buy this and you're set. But
because you would need a Ghost Driver for the Mugen thing.
It says a lot of things. I want to know why nobody's mentioned the fact that the Deep Spectre icon looks like a Ganma icon.
That's the level in which people care about this.
But the thing is, I took one look at it and I said, "Oh, look, that looks like it looks like those Ganma guys' belt." It wasn't like it took a whole lot of thought. It just went, "Hey, I pay attention when I watch the show."
It's more than I could say about me.
I mean, people noticed right away, look, the Deep Slasher's a repaint of the Sunglasses Slasher. I'm like, well, that's obvious, too. You could notice that, but you couldn't notice this motherfucker's icon looks like the bad guy's belt?
Probably because when the rumors for the Deep Slasher came out, it said it is a repaint of the Sunglasses Slasher.
That's true. They didn't have to use their brains. It was right there in the text. But I have a couple of things about Ghost that I want to discuss when we get there, just because, like, I actually like the show for the most part. I do. I think it's fun. But we'll get to that later, if I'm trying to stay awake. So I'm trying to make it that far into the show. But it's just been a lot of watching. You know, I've been watching TV. I've been watching Survivor. So,
like, the current one, or are you a season behind like you normally are?
Oh, no, Brian. So, I'm about to tell you what I've been doing. So, I'm watching the current one simply because my DVR didn't record the first episode, and I had to watch it on demand, and I wanted to make sure that I saw the whole season. So I started Survivor Ko'orong, but then, let's see. On my DVR, I had Blood vs. Water, Cagayan, San Juan del Sur, Worlds Apart, and Cambodia. In their entirety.
You have so five many seasons. Issues.
But it's everyone that's been on since I moved into my house 3 years ago. I watched Blood vs. Water and Cagayan. And now in addition to watching Ko'orong as it airs, I just started watching San Juan del Sur. Because it's literally, I think, like half my DVR space is Survivor. So I'm trying to, like, catch up. And what's funny is Kaylee watches it with me a lot. Kaylee likes it. And, of course, anytime anybody wins, she just thinks the other, like, that person cheated. Like, if she wants the blue tribe to win and the Orange Tribe wins, she says they cheated. I don't know how she immediately comes to that conclusion. She's like, that guy cheated. I'm like, Kaylee, you need to calm down. They did not cheat. Yes, he did. I'm like, oh, okay, Kaylee. But then she tells me that apparently she goes to school and just says, Survivors ready? Go. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing at school? She told me, we were watching, it was me and her, I think my wife was working or something, we were watching TV and I got Survivor on, and they start a competition, and she goes, I say that at school, Daddy. I'm like, what? In what context do you
eat
this?
That's what I was just about to ask. What context? Wow. Never mind. I'm done.
Like, is it lunchtime and your friends want to sit with you, but you got to vote somebody off? So you're like, what are you doing? Like, do you sit there and like tell them like, you know, the tribe has spoken and make them leave? Like, what happened? I don't. She's crazy. I'm really convinced that she's just insane. But it's funny. I got a little Survivor buddy to watch it with. And then it's real funny because then my wife's like, oh, just watch it without me because I want to watch it with someone. That's what I'm used to. When I lived at home, my mom would watch it and my sister would watch it. So even if we didn't watch it like together, we'd still be able to like talk about it because we'd watch it just on a different day of the week. So I wanted to watch it with her. And she's like, oh, I don't care. Just watch it. So I'll watch it. But then like, she'll just come into the room like, or she'll come home halfway through the episode. So then she starts watching and gets involved in it. And anyway, and we'll like notice the people and notice like, you know, oh, well, I don't like that guy. I'm glad they got rid of him.
The
like,
guy in Professor Elm's lab just gave me balls.
Yeah, that happens. Well, you get balls from Professor Elm.
The assistant gave me balls, not Elm. I don't want Elm's balls. I wanted his hot assistant balls.
This looks like it happened. I'm not sure where this is.
I also named my rival Jedimon.
Yes.
I named my rival Street Youth.
Woman shoots cheating husband, bullet lodges in his testicles.
That's exactly what just happened in Professor Elm's lab. Didn't you hear, Ryan?
Had to get those balls. Wow.
So, that's fun. Nintendo company's patent application for object detection device made public. What the fuck is an object detection device, Brian?
Eyes? A camera? Just saying. I don't want to catch a Rattata. Go away.
That was terrible.
We have no news. Just Quee! Oh, I can't do it.
You don't want to catch a Rattata, but look at my shorts. Aren't they awesome?
They're comfy and easy to wear.
Is it time to nude?
If there was anything to talk about.
We're keeping our clothes on this week.
You know what's news? I'm addicted to Miitomo. That's news.
Well, to yeah. Meat? I love that. Such a stupid app, but it's like, I don't know. I can't stop.
Right? I can't stop. And then I'm sitting there. I took all my clothes off today just to see if anybody would notice. Like, I went to go, like, visit people, and I just go there, and I'm just in, like, a little underwear that if you take all the clothes off. Just because I was bored. I have a problem.
I think the most surprising thing to me about the app is the fact that you can actually swear.
I know. Like, there's one dude... I'm friends with Sentai 5, and Sentai 5, almost all of his answers involve the word pussy. Not all, but a lot of them. A lot of them involve, like, pussy or sex. And, of course, I sit there and I like most anything that involves that because I'm weird like that. But I'm just like, this is fantastic. Like, I don't think I've cursed in almost any of my answers or anything, like, because it makes me uncomfortable because of how, like, it's a me. So it's a little sit there in a little adorable version of myself. So I can't bring myself to do it, but I did write out one Google for Brian.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
For those who don't know, one Google, the search engine is named after it, but the guys didn't know how to fucking spell it. That's why it's spelled like it is. And that's the truth. At least that's what I'm told. And it's a mathematical number that's just 1 followed by 100 zeros.
And the app just reads it as 1000000000.
That's what I figured it did.
We waited the whole thing
out. Oh my god, that was funny. Anyway, I can pull it up. Can you pull it up?
No.
Banana arms!
But let's see. Okay. Hold on. My favorite smell, fresh fried chicken, bitches.
That's not surprising.
I love chicken. Fuck you, okay? But, like, I sit here, and I think one time I dressed myself to where I looked almost exactly like the outfit Jeff was wearing without even realizing it.
My name is Jeff!
I went and changed my clothes.
It's Dora and Boots. Just Diego!
Just so that I didn't look like Jeff. I got uncomfortable. I'm like, I don't want to look exactly like another me, so. And I just love it because George is constantly wearing a bow tie.
Bow ties are cool.
But like, I feel awkward because almost every me that comes to visit me is like short. Like, I made mine tall because I'm like 6 foot. I'm trying to make it look like me and everyone fucking around me.
I wish, and this applies to, like, the Mii creators on, like, the DS and the Wii and stuff, too, to just enter a height. Like, yeah, they give you that little fucking slider, and I'm like, what is this in relation to anything else? I don't know what
that's
short
a guy.
Is.
Slider is a guy. Tall I'm is. Friends with him.
KK. Or no. I know who you're talking about. Don't worry.
Yeah, isn't that guy that killed the president?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Let's see. Where's Brian? Brian.
What even is this show today?
Okay, here it is. So, salad is dumb. Okay,
I mean,
so...
you can cut out the last 30 minutes and nothing will be lost, to be honest.
I want salad to at least attempt to be held. 10000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
Just goes.
Why this?
I counted out to 100 as also, just so you know.
Ghetto, ghetto, ghetto. Ghetto, ghetto, ghetto.
Ghetto,
ghetto, ghetto.
Something about trunks.
Like, I sat there playing with the little voice thing, like, trying to get it to the way I wanted it, and so it just kept saying, hi, I'm Jedimon. Hi, I'm Jedimon.
I got so tired of hearing that, and all the voices suck.
You just kept saying, hi, I'm Jedimon? That's weird.
Jedimon? Said it just like Mr. S.
Oh, Jedimon. And then, like, to the point where, like, my wife wanted to kill me because she's like, make it stop.
It's
like,
youngster Joey! Oh, my God.
Oh!
Hey,
I bet
you! Hey, you look at my Rattata. Why did he turn southern?
Oh my god. But, like, I sat there and. But you can tell it how to say your name, which is cool. I had to figure out how to make it say Jedimon to a way that it would understand. I had to write Jed hyphen EYE hyphen Mon. So it would say it as I. But this, that
what was it. Do now? I finished my project. So play Pokemon.
Was it masturbate? Were you finished? You start your project? Just touching
yourself.
No,
it was to go even further beyond.
Is it on Twitter?
Yes.
I have to go look. Anyway, now it's time for
superhero time. G Suoja. Shaman like the go ghost doll.
Yeah, I can go with that. That's fine.
The intro or the meme?
Incoherent chipmunk noise. Tooting horn, please.
That's exactly how it happened. The Dragon Ball original soundtrack was like, burr, 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 burr. Like, that's what it is. It's like Jetman 2, Electric Boogaloo.
They were made at like the same time. No, they weren't. Jetman was a lot newer. But Jetman's stupid, so.
Jet-o, God.
Sad face.
You're being a gentleman?
So, Georgia.
Georgia, I like this show a lot.
Me too.
It was a generic filler episode, though. Like, seriously, it was nothing special.
Oh, well, it wasn't. It absolutely wasn't. But it was still fun.
It was fun to watch. He's sitting there. They had headphones. It just reminded me.
Oh, man.
Him with the headphones kind of reminded me of RoboKnight a little bit. Like, oh, like, we're just going to rock out their cocks out. But
I don't remember RoboKnight that well, apparently.
You know how we lions do?
Need to rewatch that.
But yeah, so that's a thing. And then they finally fought with two robots at once. That made me happy.
I was afraid they wouldn't.
It wasn't as cool as the headphones, but
no.
Like, I was afraid that they'd give some, like, bullshit reasoning, like, oh, he can only be in one place at one time, he can't use the other robot.
Why doesn't he just inflate his other costume and stick it in the seat like a blow-up doll? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Premium Bandai Joe Gorilla blow-up doll.
Oh, my God. That would be terrifying and amazing.
10 out of 10, bang.
I feel confident in saying I feel like George would like that.
He would. He would be all over that thing, literally.
That is not something I need to imagine, just FYI. but yes,
I don't want to lose to a Pidgey.
I really like Georgia. The characters are fun. I don't know what it is about them, but they don't piss me off.
Accurately this describes the atmosphere.
Summary. I don't know. I don't have anything to say. Like, it was a pretty boring filler. I wasn't into it.
Like, I mean, I was perfectly into it. I thought, I mean, it was... Okay, let me start again.
Sorry. Incoherent Cheez-It noises.
if it's Cheez-Its, that's okay. I'll allow it. But no, it was incredibly generic. Like, there wasn't a whole lot going on. In fact, there was nothing carrying the plot at all, but I think it's just because I do like the characters, that even in a situation like this where there's nothing to write home about, or nothing to write anyone about,
because email.
I still enjoyed it for what it was.
Yeah, it was a thing. I like how the monster used his little trumpet shoulder and gave them eyeliner.
Yeah. What a devastating power.
It improved their looks, you know. And it was nice. It was that it gave them a little, you know, eyeshadow and definitely made the guys look a little bit different. That one guy bloodied his hand on a pole. I don't know what fucking.
That was me. It was a Jack Daniel's bottle. I already told this story.
Like, that whole thing was just fun to me.
Why am I punching this pillar?
Right? Like, but yeah.
My life's got so many problems.
I'm just really excited that next week is Cube Mogra.
Dude, and we gotta wait until the end of the month to get it.
I know. What the fuck is wrong with these people? All the toys are now the rest of the end of the month. I need another tiny little cube to play with. Because my gorilla's not here yet.
The cube toys look like cubes. What the fuck?
How dare these cubes look like cubes? This toy line is
running out
shit.
Of ideas. Most common phrase used after a new idea is presented. I mean, I suppose it's true. I mean, by using this new idea, they are running out of ideas. I mean,
they just used one, point. So
exactly.
They're now down one idea. What a terrible conundrum. Oh, I hate people.
The worst.
I like GeoShark's like makeshift noise blocker.
Like what the fuck was it? She just put her helmet on and wrapped her head.
Headphones wrapped around a scarf with a helmet on wrapped around another scarf.
Like,
flawless.
Like I was trying to figure out what was happening and it was really weird.
There was a helmet over the helmet.
And then she like couldn't see.
Evidently, like, it didn't bother her a whole lot because she was fine. Like, the rest of the battle,
like it was. That's what was weird about it. They had to like point her in the right direction at first, but then she was the only one that could fight. Like I don't know. I just don't understand why. Like why she couldn't see. Like the idea is to block out your ears. Why would you do that? Like,
she could hear so well that she didn't need to see anymore.
Daredevil?
Do sharks
have good
ears? I saw a
blind lady crossing the street the other day and I was like, pathetic. Bet she doesn't even fight crime.
They have better noses than they do ears.
Did you say noses or the new ears?
5 miles away, I think.
Cass just incoherently babbling.
We're talking about sharks now.
Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah. They wanted to know
I'm
what you were
to
saying.
I'm going to chat on you.
I was talking about a shark.
I was just trying to figure out where the whole she's a shark, she has good hearing thing came from, but I don't know.
Like shark powers.
I guess they studied their sharks and learned something that I didn't know.
I know nothing.
Or they're just making things up.
We knew that already.
I'm Jon Snow.
We already knew you knew nothing, so that's fine.
I'm dead. Hashtag victory.
If only you would die forever.
Okay. Jon Snow's coming back. They're gonna put him in the Lazarus pit.
Oh, shit.
It's
no.
A little dirty.
Mom, don't save my money. Okay.
He's a money thief.
Mom's got my money now. Stupid bitch.
I want to touch my butt.
So ghost.
Ghost. Ghost happened. I like ghost.
Brilliant reply, Brian. Rebuttal.
It's cool. I liked it.
So.
Do you know how to use the radio already? Yes. All right. I'm gonna explain it to you anyway. Dumb. Bitch.
That chick is such a bitch. But like what happens in this show is that that red sky that kind of took over in the original Turtles cartoon just shows up and is like, fuck your sky, I'm turning it red.
Fuck your
sky. Like, I don't like why. Like, because red sky better, bitch. And then Lord Dreg just shows up and he just tries to take Belle's dad to the asylum. And I was just really confused and didn't know what was happening.
From Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, that's the same voice actor. And then Frollo showed up and is like...
Frollo? Like YOLO, but with Fruit Loops.
Frollo just showed up and started singing about Hellfire. And I'm like, I don't understand why you people just keep appearing in Ghosts. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Your original was a lot more interesting than mine was.
For those who don't know, Frollo is the bad guy from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
And he's the guy with the funny hat.
Oh, yes. Hey, it's the bike shop. I've been selling a lot of bikes lately. It's because you were riding around on that bike advertising for me. I was wondering how best to thank you, and I thought I'd just give it to you. I wasn't bringing it back anyway, buddy.
Dawson has to read out loud in order to understand what he's doing.
But it was more entertaining.
He never learned to read to himself. And so that happened, and then we find out that Alan and Javel are just insanely weaker because they have real bodies instead of fake icon bodies. Like, oh, you can't fight anymore? Me either.
I completely forgot that Geki Chopper was in his normal body.
Yeah, I don't understand why his hair is not longer and he's not eating pork cutlets, but whatever.
Pork cutlets. Takes me back.
The good old days of Geki Ranger.
The good old days before I met Dawson.
The good old days before this fandom wasn't shit.
Well,
I mean, that's still debatable, I know, but
it wasn't as shit. Let's go there.
I wasn't even in it, so.
Oh, well, yeah, then it wasn't shit.
I defeated but Camper Elliot. Suck it, Elliot.
It's nice. I like how the bald guy just, like, terrified of Alan and is, like, whispering.
I know, he was like, once you ring the bell, it can't be unrung. Oh, the other bald guy. All right.
And he's over there, like, whispering, like, racist things at Takaru, like, if you're going to the ghetto, you probably, like, should bring a gun. Like, oh, okay. Like, well, like, you know, Alan's like on the. He can still hear you. Your hand being next to your mouth is not blocking anything. Like.
If you're going to the ghetto.
It's basically what he said to him.
Your tires could get stolen by street youths.
Like, well, goddamn. Watch out for his people. Like, oh my god. Like, meanwhile, there's the little paint guy on the other side of his hand, like he's trying to hide it from him, too. Like, if I whisper, he can't hear me. But the guy 30 feet away can. Okay. Like, dude,
that moment,
so
that moment when you're trying to make fun of a black guy next to a black guy.
Right?
That describes that situation. Oh, what a fuckstick. I hate that guy.
Like, Onari's the worst. Onari's just there, like, look at this curly headed big nose guy next to me. He's just munching on some watermelon, and like, like, what the fuck? Like, he's right there, motherfucker. He can hear you. But he just gives no fucks, and
it's okay. I heard Gamma don't have good ears, only eyes.
Right? Like, what the hell? So, that happened, and then. One of those other little square things showed up and like jumped into Adele.
Okay. I know what you're talking about now. It took me a while to remember what the square thing was.
It's supposed to make the music better.
Rectangles, you asshole.
I thought you were talking about the singer, to be honest.
Whatever. Whatever. They threw the lawsuit out, so it's all good. And so Adele got sexually assaulted by a rectangular slab. And then they tried to make a wish, and I guess they found out they were going to wish for more wishes. And Genie was like, you can't do that. And so the icons just, like, smacked Takaru in the face and were like, fuck you, bitch, and, like, that was done. And I'm not sure why Alan can't use icons. Like, is it because you're in a real body? I don't
like. I think they just
did they explain that, and I went to sleep.
No, they don't. They didn't really explain that. I mean, they kind of touched upon the fact that like his physical body can't handle the Necrom system all that well, so he loses power pretty quick. So I don't know if that translates to he can't use Grimm or Sanzo because they use even more power. I don't really know. But
like it wasn't explained, and I just thought maybe I fell asleep at some point and didn't realize it.
No, it was never really explained well, so you're okay.
Okay, good. And let's see what I think is that, because I kind of what I believe is, I remember something about when I was reading about in the scans. I said the word about 16 times in the past minute. It said something like that Adele was going to get infused with the power of one of the 15 Ganma gods or something like that. So I feel like the whole point of this is going to be like the 15 historical heroes versus the 15 Ganma gods.
Why is there 15? Why is there so many?
I don't know, but there's like 15 tablets that they fucking pray to or whatever the hell it is. I don't know. Something about facing west and or east, or I'm not sure which direction, and then you just put a little carpet on the floor and you bow
Joe
down.
Joe or Iris?
Wally. Oh,
okay. No challenge then. He's just going to try to build an engine at him, and it's not even going to work. Engine! Nope. Engine work.
One thing I forgot to mention last week is I really like the concept of him being able to summon like the body form of the heroes to fight next to him, like DK complete form or something.
Oh yeah,
I think that's cool. Really cool.
Mm-hmm. I like Grateful a lot, and I like what he can do.
Oh my god, this Voltorb's only level 2. Sorry. I just was not expecting that.
Grateful is just really fun.
I still really like the design.
Wait, what?
I said I still really like the design. It's like everything that Ghost isn't. Like, it's not a good Ghost form, but it's a good design.
Right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So that's fun, and I don't know what just happened, but I'm trying to think of what I was going to say about that. Let's see.
This was a lot of setup, really. I mean, there's not.
It is, but. You know, I like it. I don't think it's a perfect show by any means, but I definitely
it's definitely gotten better than what it was.
It's gotten better, and I really enjoy watching it. And for me, at least me personally, this is the closest we've been in a long time to where we were with like when we had Kyuriger and Gaim, where like. I get excited to watch the shows, and I get happy, like, oh, sweet, like, it's out, I can go watch it. Because, I mean, like, with the last couple of things, not that Drive was bad, but up until towards the end, I didn't really get, like, excited to watch it. And it was fairly mediocre for the most part in a lot of it. And then, you know, Tokuger and Ninjer, we all know how we feel about that. So to actually have like Sentai it's not like again it's not perfect but it's better than it was and it is really fun and then I have Rider with also being really fun like it makes me happy that I can I have two shows that I can watch and be happy about
our priest
and it's exciting to me.
I agree. I think you like Ghost a little bit more than I do, but I still, like, when I watch it, I'm not, like, bored to tears like I was during...
I wouldn't call it, like, the Gaim Kyuriger. I mean, I'm still getting very much homeworky vibe from all of it.
I'm not for Kyuriger. Like, when Kyuriger comes out, I get legit excited. I love those little fuckers.
Little fuckers. Didn't work.
And, like, I was looking at O's forms today for whatever reason, and, like, I was remembering how much I liked O's, and I think it just dawned on me that I like animal-themed shit.
Took you that long?
Yeah. I do like animal-themed shit. Makes me happy.
Good old animals. So.
Animals are the best.
Yep.
In conclusion, animals are the best.
In conclusion, Dawson likes the dick.
Now it's time for...
Ramble, ramble, ramble time.
Cha!
Yeah.
Cha? So...
Greninja.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it last week, so it was like a two-parter.
It worked out. At least out.
It was definitely more entertaining than really usual because of it.
Yeah. Like,
I got to see Ask Greninja for like 2 seconds.
I like it when Pokemon does like two-parters and stuff because it actually kind of carries a story. And it's far more amusing than, like, one-shot filler episodes. Plus, like, Frogadier evolving and stuff is always... Like, episodes in which evolution or captures or something happens is always more entertaining to watch than...
It's really funny because, like, those are, like, the only ones that usually are. Like, you have the milestones and then everything else.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, though, like, having Ash meet characters that will have... a Pokemon that's, like, the same evolution as him. Because I feel like back in the day, they, like, steered away from that a lot. Like, people couldn't have the same Pokemon that come into really close contact.
Yeah.
Only I can use blue.
Exactly. Then Laurel ends up dead, and everyone cries. Thanks, Ash Bama. But, like, it's just funny, because, like, especially in that last scene where there's, like, multiple Greninjas standing next to each other, I thought about that. And, like, the fact that we're... seeing that guy with his Greninja in the same episode Ash is evolving. I mean, granted, this has something special about his, but still. Boom. Room killer.
I liked watching the little Greninja thing. That was... I mean, I wonder if he's... Is he gonna be at all, like, visible fully, or is he just gonna be in a swirl of water the entire time?
Well, he's in the intro.
Yeah, he's visible.
Because, you know, he's fighting...
I actually thought they were gonna show him, and then they didn't. And I was like, well, I want to actually, like, see him.
He's got to do it again. That'll be visible.
Yeah.
I'm curious, maybe I missed it because I just don't pay attention, but, like, how the like, ninja people's fabled Greninja is connected to that lady's visions about Ash and his Greninja. I don't remember.
Ash
I haven't
has
looked
to
up
be a part of every legend ever.
He does.
Ash is the chosen one. He gets the legendary volume.
The world will turn to Ash.
Thanks, slow bro.
Is it
Poke, bro?
King?
Wait, King.
It's
damn.
King. We did this last week.
God damn it. Classic me.
Or the week before last, I don't remember.
All the weeks.
All the weeks. Slow King might as well be your nickname.
That actually would be pretty accurate. That was pointless.
I forgot the order in which I'm supposed to do things in Violet City. Do I have to go into Sprout Tower? Or...
I don't remember. I don't think you do, but like,
why do you not want to? Do you not want to go in there?
I was just gonna go fight Falconer, but I guess I should because this guy's Spearow's level 9, and my Cynical's only level 10.
Yeah, like, cause I don't think you have to, but I went in there just cause I was a little bit under leveled at the time. Oh, it's a Ditto.
Rape it.
Like, what an easy design. They drew a pink blob and drew an emoticon on its face.
I don't think they had emoticons back then.
Yeah, they invented them. Ditto invented emoticons. Put that on a t-shirt.
Rape it. Rape the
Not
Ditto.
Bad. The thing about Ditto.
Ditto's used to getting raped.
Just a picture of Ditto on the back, just say rape it.
Oh, God. That would not be a very, like, safe shirt to wear in public. Oh, you're a trainer.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, is there anything else left to say about Pokemon?
Not really. We still don't have Sun and Moon information.
Yeah,
I'm sad. I'm really pissed off and sad, and I want to kill someone.
That, like, little show just said, like, all they literally said was that we'll have more than 10 new Pokemon and Pikachu will be in it. Fuck you. I'm trying to remember, like... I mean, technically speaking, we've seen one Gen 7 Pokemon in Mangina. but I was trying to remember, like, when X and Y were announced, what we had seen. Because I don't remember. That's your cue to remember. And tell the audience and me, mainly.
Wait,
me.
What was the question? I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention to you.
Like, when X and Y were announced, like, how much we knew, or, like, what new Pokemon we knew, and, like, how close...
When X and Y was originally announced, I mean, they showed us Chespin, Fennekin, Froakie, Journey as any Veltal. So we had the box legendaries and the starters. And, I mean, I don't think it was too long after that that we had a couple other ones that started getting revealed. So we probably had about 8 or 9 new Pokemon by now.
I know there was a handful at one point that we knew about for a long while, but I just didn't remember what was first. But I guess you're right about the starters being introduced so early. Like, I kind of hope that happens this time. I mean, obviously, yeah, I mean, they didn't.
They were in the reveal video. The starters were in the reveal video with the legendaries, so showing off, like, the X and Y.
Who died?
Your mom.
Nobody. I'm alive.
You knocked somebody out.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, the call. I knocked a Pidgeotto out.
Okay.
Boom. Knocked him out. Ash is never coming back for you. You evolved. Ash. I only Ash wanted never, a Pidgeotto.
Ash never comes back for anybody.
I promise I'll come back for you.
Ash is the worst at keeping promises.
He doesn't even really remember every time he opens up his Pokedex when he sees a Pidgeot.
Like, if you're awful,
what's that?
If you're awful at it and your partner ever goes, oh, you're awful at keeping promises, just respond with, at least I'm not Ash, and walk away.
Exactly. He opened his Pokedex to seek Greninja. Like, bitch, that asshole next to you had his Greninja like a week ago at your place, and you were like, oh, look, it's Greninja, while you had to check it again. Like, your Pokedex got updated with new information? What's wrong with you?
His Pokedex did change, I think. So, maybe he thought he needed to do it again.
I don't know. He's a little bitch.
My Pokedex turned into a Game Boy Advance. Hold on, I need to do this again.
The graphics are going to be way better when I check the information.
I think I'm going to college.
You're going to college? Alright. See you later. Come back graduated.
Alright, so...
Venus.
Shield.
Penis.
I definitely did like this episode. I wouldn't say it's game-changing.
Yeah,
but
the previews were full of shit. The episode itself was fantastic. It was a great episode.
I love the structure of it and everything, and like the concept of not being able to change time. It's like the exact opposite of The Flash.
Yeah.
Like, The Flash is like, you can change whatever the fuck you want, but there's going to be hell to pay. And this is like, you can't change anything. Gem and Gem have to hold hands in the snow. That was
interesting. It's Ash. Ash.
I did have to expect something to be able to change. There being, like, Daisy or somebody in that scenario being able to do something, but it all did pretty much go according to plan. Or, you know, the vision, at least. Not like, you know, the vision. But, you know, the vision.
I am the Vision. I'm a sexy Vision.
I am Jarvis.
Trying to think of, like, a funny name for a superhero that's homeless, but also is a precog. I don't know what to call that. But so yeah, that was neat. And Daisy got to know another one of her cool single shot fight scenes, which was really neat in the episode. And Lincoln got pwned by a fire extinguisher.
Hey, you!
Like, what made it funny is, like, not even just, like, the concept of it, but, like, the way that the scene looked. Like, it looked so funny.
it looked like a cartoon. Like,
yeah, it was so comedic.
I felt like the fire extinguisher was kind of like poor CGI, too. It just kind of flew into frame, and he went flying off the frame, and that was
What's also funny is that, like, that was one of the parts of Daisy's vision, is that his face was going to be covered in blood. And it's like, that's so ominous. Like, I saw your face covered in blood. It's like, oh, it's because I got hit in the face with a fire extinguisher.
Like, I'm going to touch my butt.
That's the big prophecy. Let's see what else happens.
Lash is back.
Lash?
Lash.
Oh, yeah.
Drop the F.
his shitty dreadlocks. I wish, like, everything else about him except for the dreadlocks is okay. Like, if they just tweaked him a little bit and fixed his hair, he would look more menacing. It's just, like, it was almost comedic when, like, May and him had their hands on the glass and it started turning big, and then, like, he jumped up in his Lash outfit. It looked like he was in a really bad cat cosplay. I don't know.
God, Joey's already calling me.
Hey, you! What's up again?
I can't answer, Joey. I'm in a tower full of old men.
I just ran into Macmillan, the Jack Asher. He broke into the Oliver Queen's base again to see Tia. classic Wheeler. But anyway,
there's a fucking ghastly. The Pokemon selection at the beginning of Gen 2 is amazing.
It really is. And you can get like an Onix just for trading a Bellsprout, so you can pretty easily take down Faulkner if you have any problems.
I don't know why you would say you have any problems, because it's pretty fucking easy, but yeah, yeah. I agree. Side,
so you're good. This was his last transformation before he became Lash, like, for good. But then he also said that, like, a part of him exists in Lash and Lash in him, so I don't really think it's the end for him. Like, as non-Lash. I don't remember his name. Professor May's husband.
Andrew.
I don't know. I heard Andrew. Andrew sounds like someone tried to read the word anger for the first time and they can't do it. I'm so angry. You won't like me when I'm angry.
I'm so angry.
But and they did try to use that cure on him, so it didn't work, at least on him.
Well, never mind. I'm not going to finish the sentence. Just keep going.
What, do you think he pulled it out?
He pulled out too soon.
Oh, he didn't get a chance to impregnate himself with the cure. Classic Lash.
Oh, God. Child.
But so, it'll be interesting to see what that means, I guess. Like, whether it was something to do specifically with him, or whether he did pull out too soon, or whether we'll have to go back to the drawing board with the cure. I think that's definitely the cure itself. I think is definitely going to be an important part of their sort of civil war, like within Shield.
Shield.
Let's see. Ward got a trench coat. Malik got a fancy like Rock'em Sock'em robot outfit.
I wonder if he's going to get another one because it broke. Probably not. He's stupid.
It is kind of funny. Like, I didn't expect him to be a character that would be fighting. Like, he's like, all right, now put it on and fight. He's like with my hands and stuff? And he crushed that guy's face, and Ward's like, I eat people's skin. I thought it was funny when, Daisy went and, like, the vision started to come true, but, like, obviously, like right after the Coulson part, it was, like, revealed that he wasn't shooting at her. It was, like, a mirror. And then he's like, I'm going to go look for Grant Ward. Yeah, it just got stranger.
I do want to mention real quick that Brett Dalton's performance as Hive is really awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
Because it's so different that he does it really well.
You know, and he did such a great job transitioning from, like, Ward as, like, this generic, like, spy action hero guy to, like, Evil Ward, and then that he's found, like, a third character in this. Like, he does carry himself, like, with this sort of quiet, like, deity-ness, if that makes any sense. Like, it's very calculated, and, yeah, he does a really good job with it. And they didn't, like, actually encounter him in this episode, which the previews almost made it seem like, but they, you know, saw him on the footage, but they did figure out pretty quick, though, that it was the evil slug. But next week's preview looks like he's going to show some sort of alternate form, which looks like it could be cool, unless it, like, has really shitty hair like Lash.
You never know anymore.
This is my true slug form. I'm an inhuman that's a slug. Let's see what else. There was a bit about Ubilon's loyalties lying more so with Evil Ward than Malik.
Can't trust the Advent Master.
Bobby and Hunter were. Oh. Mac was still busy not being. The Mac is still crying over them, honestly. He was just in his room the whole time looking at a picture of them weeping. That was his storyline this week.
Was he in the episode? I don't remember.
He wasn't. They mentioned him.
Oh, okay.
They said Mac at least once. But he was. I guess, I mean, he did have a focus episode last week, but that doesn't mean he couldn't be here at all. But and Daisy got a vision of the scene we saw, like, in the very beginning of the season of the spaceship. Sandra Bullock stranded up there. I don't know. Space movies.
It just leads into gravity.
She just had a vision of the movie Rocket Man. Wasn't me! Did I recall we didn't get anything new from it?
I don't think
so. Was there any new?
The whole world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. That's what we're doing. Rocket Man.
Oh, okay.
I was just waiting.
It took me a minute. There was nothing new in that scene except for at the very end there was an arm with a shield logo on it.
Yeah. I guess that is a little bit more, but I feel like I wanted even just a smidge more if they were going to do that again. I don't know. I mean, I guess I kind of assumed.
We'll just keep seeing it with a little bit more information every time.
Daisy I guess he's dead now. She's going to keep touching the homeless man, and every time we'll get another frame.
I wish I was the homeless man.
Oh, God. It seemed like, it's funny that he seemed too old to have, like, a baby. Like, I didn't expect that. Like, oh, his wife came in and we have a little baby. I'm like, wait, how old are you guys? He looked like an old homeless man. Maybe, when you become homeless, you just start looking like that. Like, it's an adaption.
Homeless or stereotyping.
That's racist.
No. You're an old homeless man.
Hashtag not all homeless.
Homeless lives matter. But there's not too much else to go over. Like I said, we said it was a really good episode. It's just it wasn't as eventful as they made it seem. Unless there's like something I'm just totally going over my head. Nothing goes over my head. I would catch it.
Everything goes over your head. You're fucking retarded.
Fucking Drax.
I can't wait for the second movie.
No, it's Groot. Got told.
Well, I see how it is, good sir.
So what the hell's next?
Not Flash.
Arrow.
Not New Girl. Oh yeah, Arrow. Laurel is dead. Nothing else matters. She done got stabbed by
Dum Negan. Dum Dugan.
Dum Dum Negan. He did it. No, okay. So apparently, I was semi-spoiled on this morning, but apparently it was spoiled a little bit ago by there was like a shot someone took of them filming of the grave that said Laurel on it.
Yeah, I saw that a couple days ago.
I was slightly holding out hope that maybe it was a fake out, but I kind of assumed. Like, I hate this because I'm so upset she's dead, but there's still a little part of me that breathed a little bit, like realizing it wasn't Diggle. Because the episode, like the previews are like, okay, we're gonna deal with Diggle and his brother, and then also the grave's gonna be revealed. So I'm like, it can't be Diggle. Make it be Little Diggle. Little Diggle's a little shit. He's a little shit stain. That's his villain name, Shit Stain.
You're saying that because he's black, aren't you?
No, oh, because he's little.
He's saying because he's black. Everyone, it's Awesome's racist.
But so yeah, that was apparently like spoiled, and I think it was just a terrible decision. Like I don't know who. Okay. I mean, I still wanted to be Felicity, but I just feel like they never really. I really liked her storyline the last 2 years in a lot of ways, but I feel like she never really got anything big. Other than becoming the canary, like I was always waiting for
her. I don't know. That depends on how big Oliver's dick is.
She hasn't been getting that in a while. She even said that before she died. She says, "I know I haven't gotten any of that Ollie D in a while, but I want you to know. Glad you're sticking it to Felicity.
It was word for word."
Oh my god! Oh my god! This is just weird.
I think because her storyline was kind of so shit, I think that's why I have such an apathy to it. Like, I honestly don't care at all.
Well, I think that's
she'll stay dead?
Well, yeah.
Well, okay, the writers and everyone and producers and anyone that makes a show they're all saying that it's permanent because the Lazarus Pit doesn't exist anymore.
The Lazarus Pit doesn't exist anymore, but Legends of Tomorrow exist in a time ship.
There's that.
We're getting Earth 2 Laurel, so.
We're getting Earth 2 Laurel in a couple weeks.
I'm excited about that.
Which is
maybe she'll get stuck really here, nice. And she'll become Canary.
That's kind of always a possibility. I don't know. I think it depends on what the backlash is. Because, I mean, there's a lot of backlash. Like, I was sitting here with my popcorn watching my Twitter feed. It was fucking fantastic.
Oh, no, I saw your little gif.
Because I'm, like, apathetic as shit toward this. And everyone's like, oh my god, that's the worst. And it was really dumb. I will fully say. As little as I care, it was really dumb. And I think it was such a kind of a sudden send-off. Like, it just kind of happened. And the doctors are like, oh, she'll be fine. Don't worry. Like,
don't even worry about it. I mean, we didn't even give her any antibiotics or an IV or anything. I mean, she doesn't need it.
We didn't even use a Band-Aid. We just let it go. It's going to heal itself.
Like, they just put, a Band-Aid on there. Like, the fucking Hello Kitty Paul Blart Band-Aid. They put it on her arrow wound. Like, she'll be fine.
Like, just messed up. She'll be fine. These heal everything.
It'll be good.
I'm just like, oh, I'm glad you're with her, but I still love you. Why are you saying this?
What happened? I don't know. One minute she was just accurate.
And I love how they use the paddles on her once and nothing happens and the doctor's just like, well, that's it.
They did not try very hard.
She did, wrapping this up.
Starling City Hospital.
One of the worst doctors. She went from she'll be fine to seizure-ific in the span of 5 minutes. Oh, fantastic!
Well, like the thing is, for me, on the one hand, like I don't know how to take it because I go, well, from my perspective, since I've been a big fan of Green Arrow before, it's really hard to separate the Green Arrow from the Black Canary because comics, but like obviously they do a lot of they depart a lot from the comics in these shows, so it's not like it's expected for them to stick to the letter of the books or anything. It's not like it's fucking Harry Potter and we're just gonna leave it all out and just pretend like it doesn't exist. But they
movies are better than books. Everyone knows that. Books don't even have pictures.
Exactly, the books don't have pictures. But at the same time, you go, they go, the producer said Lazarus Pit, but then Barry can travel in time and just do whatever the fuck he wants, and nobody cares. And Rip,
except everyone that keeps telling there's consequences, and then there is consequences.
Tells him there's not really consequences. It's mild consequences. There will be eventually, but... And then there's Rip Hunter running around with his fucking time ship just doing whatever the fuck he wants, and he's like, I'm Rory, I'm the Doctor, and just says, fuck it. So
it's an actual line from an episode.
I don't know if anyone can, even though they have no Lazarus Pit, I mean, no one really has to stay dead. They can work around it. Like, all they have to do is, call Sarah's cell phone and be like, hey, Sarah, look, it's Ollie. Just checking in. How are things? Oh, great, great. How are things back here? Yeah, that's kind of why I'm calling. Look, about your sister.
At this date and this time, we need your entire squad to just appear in Iron Heights. It'll be great.
That would be hilarious. Kendra just shows up. I'm a barista. Picks Damian Dark up. Adam and Firestorm charging in. Me, Time Hunter.
White Canary just goes batshit crazy and holds a knife to Rip Hunter's throat. Go back in time, motherfucker! You gonna fix this shit! I don't know why she's suddenly from the hood.
I'm still laughing about me.
That's how the reveal went. He took his helmet off and he said, "Me, Time Hunter." And Michael was like, what? Bro! And then Sucre came out, he's like, me too, bro! Sucre is Kronos Jr., everyone knows that. Zeno delivers them their packages via UPS. He's this part of the time UPS.
Called the 2PS. T-U-P-S. Two-piece.
Oh, man.
So anyway, Arrow.
But, like, it's funny because, like, you're apathetic about it because, like, she didn't do anything for a while, which I get, but, like, I care because of that because I feel like she had potential that they never used.
I still wanted, like, to see Ollie Tucker some more.
Like, I think that, like, having a character like the Black Canary essentially seem like a reoccurring character was kind of shitty. But, like, and on the other hand, I mean, I still don't agree with it, but, I mean, given the fact that she had the least going on, it does make the most sense. I still, part of me can't help but wonder if it has anything to do with the movies. I can only use
I was about to say that. Like, if we should check for the latest rumors to see if there's a Black Canary involved in Justice League, because, I mean, I know Black Canary was actually one of the original founding Justice League
but
members.
But is there a plan for – I thought there was no plans for a Green Arrow movie yet.
Not as far as I know. But
I don't go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just want to say I don't think it has anything to do with the movies from what I read.
Like, there's no plans for a Green Arrow movie, but I mean I know Justice League and the original Justice League actually didn't have the people you think of as Justice League in it. It had like Green Arrow, Black Canary.
Yeah, but nobody cares about that.
It was just like the Avengers. The Avengers, the original Avengers, didn't have like Iron Man and Captain America and shit.
Well, exactly, and they did that, so that plans doesn't matter.
So, like, it doesn't really matter, but you never know what they're going to do because it can't exist in the movies and the TV at the same time because people will just, their heads will explode. I don't know how they're allowing the Flash to do it.
Only I can use blue.
Well, I can't help but wonder, especially Arrow's the one that does it the most, too, because they kill off the most people in general, and then, like, so many of them have been confirmed or have been rumored to be because of the movie. Like, I can't think of anything that's happened on The Flash yet.
Arrow introduced the most characters, and then by the time they got around to The Flash, they kind of started the movies, and so, and then they were mostly dealing with, like The Flash has his own set of people with powers, like unlike the Green Arrow, where most of his guys are just recycled Batman villains, like because he's basically the same guy but with a bow and arrow. The Flash has his own rogues gallery; that's what he's known for. So they could do all of that and not even touch on what the movies were doing. It was a little bit harder to do that with the Green Arrow because he uses everybody else's villains, like aside from maybe Malcolm Merlyn. No one can go, name me a Green Arrow villain.
Yeah, because that's like the comment section where they're like, he's ripping off Batman. I'm like, well, yeah, name me a Green Arrow villain, exactly.
Name me a Green Arrow villain, but you say name me a Flash villain, and you can sit there with Gorilla Grodd, Captain Cold, Zoom, Reverse Flash, because they're apparently different people depending on which timeline you're in. Like, there's whole bunches of them that you can just sit there and go through without ever touching on, oh, well, this guy also fights Batman, and this guy also fights, I don't know, Aquaman or whoever, like, they pull in, like, so, that's why Flash didn't have to do it, but fucking Arrow just started killing every major character they'd introduced over the past 4 years, like, you're dead, and you're, like, Oprah, except, like, evil Oprah, you're dead, and you're
evil Oprah,
and you're dead.
Evil Oprah. They're one and the same, everyone knows that. Oprah is just evil Ellen.
Evil Oprah is Rachel Ray.
That's just true.
Which Evil Oprah is also, you know, Oprah is just evil Ellen DeGeneres, so I'm not sure how that works when you added Rachel Ray in there. Then it just becomes like super evil Ellen. Super mega
evil. Super evil Ellen.
It's like super mega evil.
I think Arrow's biggest problem is that it has too big a group. And they're choosing not to give them equal focus.
But and, Mr. Terrific there.
Yeah. Tiggle.
No, Blacklicity. You just said, like, oh, I just said terrific.
Black Leslie.
Well, just when I think of the word terrific, the Diggle's face pops in my mind. Just...
Well, I could go with Gaylicity, but...
Yeah, he's going to be a series regular next season, which is nice. See, it would have been perfect. Kill off Felicity, boom, you have a replacement. Just the same guy, but black, and then, like... But then watch he and Oliver are going to fall in love, and then it's just drama over those two.
Then it's a love triangle, because then another guy's involved, and the... Whatever he does in his everyday life, I don't remember, because he's not important to me.
He's a physical therapist.
Why do right. you remember that?
Because he was helping...
Such an odd detail to remember. Like, of all the things you remember... Like...
He's Brian's secret gay lover, that's what happened.
Well, but it's just
he was helping. He was helping Felicity walk in that one episode.
Okay. Well, it's just funny because, like, there's so many, like, randomly, arguably bigger things you've forgotten. But, like, you remember that Curtis's boyfriend that's been in, like, two episodes is a physical therapist. Oh, man, that's good. But
I can remember all those facts about those important gay characters.
But I'm glad he's going to be around. I guess talking about the other things that happened. I mean, Damian Dark did break out. Malcolm Berlin broke into the base again. Like, why would they leave Laurel and Thea there? I'm like, all right, let's leave the people here with the least amount of training.
Let's leave the people here with the vaginas.
Obviously, Diggle's brother was a little shit.
Like, he was a little shit, and then he wasn't a little shit, but it turns out he was always a little shit.
One thing, like... For lack of a better word, like, positive things coming out of the story is that the performances I thought were good for, like, her and Oliver's last scene. I thought Steven's acting was really good in the last scenes. Quentin, like, falling over. I think there'll be some good fallout from it. I think with Diggle, the fallout might be the most interesting. Because, like, even in the scene before they thought knew that Laurel was dead, like, it was literally a single Diggle tear. Like, that was the scene. And, like, I think that'll be interesting because there's sort of a connection to what happened to her, like, sort of tying back to him trusting his brother.
It's a situation where everyone feels responsible.
Yeah. But, like, I think amongst everybody, I think that might be the most... I mean, obviously, I like Diggle, but I think it'll be the most interesting because I think he feels the most directly responsible. I mean, you'll have Oliver grieving because he used to be in love with her, and Lance grieving because it's his daughter, and he just cannot keep some daughters alive, man. And
but well, and on top of that, though,
she's really good at it.
But on top of all that, though, Oliver didn't want to train her, didn't want her to be a part of the team, and then all the other members, like Diggle and all them, were like, "Let Felicity do this." So they kind of like pushed him to let him let her get into that life and join them. And so then there's that, like, that on top of just that she's our friend, she's been fighting with us, and whatever. That, like, we pushed. You know, Oliver to allow her to fight with us, and then there's Oliver like, I let her do this, I let her become this person, and that's what led her to getting killed.
And we're also going to get to see Sarah's reaction over on Legends, which is neat.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course we're going to get to see Captain Lance once again blame Oliver for,
let's not do that again. Please.
We're going to arrest the Green Arrow because he's a douchebag and my daughter is dead. And we're just going to rehash that story. Now.
If we do this again, I quit.
That doesn't matter.
He's just going to put twist ties around him instead of cuffs. In the flashbacks, they killed a bunch of folks. And my favorite part, though, was when... What's her name? Nadia Wartface or whatever. She said, I used to be a diving board instructor or whatever. And I was like, did you know that Kendra used to be a barista?
What the fuck is happening on those flashbacks? I'm so goddamn confused.
The black guy
needs a magical head. He needs to give magical head, just like Damian Dark.
They're trying to explain where the magic idol thing came from. Except it's taking it way too long and it's really boring.
Like, is that the same idol that Dark has?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks the same, at the very least.
Like, I couldn't tell, and I didn't know where we were going with this, and it's just dragging on and going nowhere, and I've been so confused. Like...
She's just wandering around going, I'm going to do bowling.
Borat?
I'm going to make bowling. Oh my god, that's so perfect. She is Nadia from now on.
So, is that her name? What even is her name?
It's Nadia now. She's like, you know, I love the scene last week where she was like, are you, cheese is for mouse. Are you McMouse? Oliver just said, what? McMouse! Right. McMouse!
Are you my mother?
Strawberry? Wilma? Valmarama? Ice skating for fun, not to save life. I want to know that. That's another thing that needs an episode. Nadia skating to save her life. I mean, it's down lower than Winston at Kitchen Stadium and Schmidt at Uncle Buck and Nick and Jess at the Kids' Choice Awards. And watch some kids get some awards. What is their life? But anyway, sort of getting back on topic, making bowling. No, I kind of hope that next season's I've mentioned that I want next season flashbacks to be better since it was probably the last year, but I think that they, unless they find a really cool way to do it, I don't think they need to tie or try so hard to tie the flashbacks to the present. I mean, 1 and 2, it made sense because it was all leading up to Slade, and then 3 did it with the, like, the explosive stuff that Ra's al Ghul used. And, like, this one's doing it with the magic, but I feel like that's almost too much of a coincidence to have it keep leading up to it. I think they could possibly thematically tie it to something Oliver's going through internally, especially since I'm guessing he's going to continue to try this, like, lighter, or possibly try to be lighter. And then, like, his last year on the island was, like, one of his absolute darkest moments. So I think that they could tie it together character-wise, but I don't think they need to have Oliver find some, like, rare flowers that's suddenly going to be used in a plot on Star City next year.
Like this one, this year's flashbacks just seemed really convoluted and, like, we're really forcing there to be a connection.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, we had to drop you back on Lian Yu, and now all of a sudden there's this whole group of people that's there, and there's just, like, slave labor, and they're working the drug fields, or whatever the fuck they're doing. You're like, what is happening? Why? What?
And then, like, I continuously forget that Amanda Waller sent him there, and, like, there's been no mention of that. Like, he hasn't contacted her in weeks, and, like, she doesn't seem to care. I mean, I know she's dead in the present, so they're trying not to show her, not to confuse the audience with the lady from How to Get Away with Murder, but,
we, like, can't have two Amanda Wallers, that would be too confusing.
Like, they already seriously haven't mentioned that that's why he's there in a long time. Because he was, like, at the beginning sort of reporting back to her and stuff. And, I mean, these flashbacks, I think, are supposed to take, like, roughly over a year for each year of the island. So,
right.
Like, he hasn't contacted her in at least weeks, possibly months.
And so, yet they've done nothing about that fact that he has not checked in to report in for duty.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, they'll have to touch on it some way by the time the story wraps up. But it'll probably be pretty brief, considering what they're doing with Amanda Waller and everything, and Argus, and all that shenanigans.
Or pretty Bulma, one or the other.
What about Bulma?
You said pretty brief, so.
Oh. What else? There's not really much else to go over, I don't think, in this episode. No. I'm just sad that Laurel's dead.
It's the redhead stepchild of the DC block, even though it was the original.
It's like when, like, you become friends with someone that's your age, and you really get along with them, you think they're great, and then you finally get to know their family, and the one that's, like, a couple years younger is just a lot cooler of a friend, and so then you disown the older one.
This is such a specific scenario.
I feel like this applies to Brian at some point.
There's, like, a story behind this, I think. Brian once ditched an older friend for a younger friend. he has a trophy friend.
Is that how Brian got Kat? Is that what you're trying to tell us, Brian? Is that you?
No.
Or is that what you did with
really
Jeff?
Good friends with Kat's older sister, Matt. And then you got the younger model, Kat.
Ryan does like older men. Look at Kenji.
I'm just really bad at analogies.
Well, the only I can use except blue is on
for,
point.
Except for only I can use blue.
Brian goes to take the SATs and it says, you know, cat is to kitten as dog is to, and Brian just puts, like, toilet paper. Like, what? Brian? Brian, that wasn't even close. Well, I thought it was.
Made sense in my head. You just pick up the dog and you use it as a toilet paper.
Wait, oh god, what is happening?
What's truly, what the analogy what was?
The cat can't flush the toilet, Brian. It doesn't even have thumbs.
Exactly. How is it supposed to operate the handle?
I don't know if anyone knows this, but you don't need a thumb to operate a toilet handle.
You'd be surprised.
I don't think Bob De Niro was aware of that.
Legends?
Yes, Legends. Legend was really good last week. That sounds funny to say instead of this week, but I really liked this week. I think it had so many things that were interesting about it, like about the consequences of time travel mainly. It forces you to become a suburban couple with Shaw. And Shaw's really happy about it, but you're just dreaming about being a barista. She's like, you know, the whole time I was with you, I was just like, man, I wish I could make coffee right now. But they didn't let women make coffee in the 1950s. Especially I don't even know how to spell coffee. Like, did they even invent coffee in the 1950s? I don't know. We're basically in the Stone Age.
Is Jack Black born yet? I don't know.
He wasn't at that point, actually. I don't think, unless he's really old. I don't know. Jack Black, you are an enigma.
And then she was upset because she's like, we're still 40 years away from Dunkaroos.
Exactly.
The struggle is real.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe on their way back to the future, they could stop in the 90s and pick up some Dunkaroos so it's put on the ship.
This timeline, I don't have hilarious. A diggle.
But I don't know why, but like when it happened or when they got left behind, I didn't expect it to be years, and I thought that was an interesting choice that... I think it also helps
because they have the time shift and you just go back to the point at which they left them, but didn't.
But they couldn't do it because time reasons. He's like, because Kronos and Rory and the Doctor and New York and Angels just listen to me. I'm a Roman. I was a plastic fuck doll that lived over 1,000 years or whatever. Like, you know, my fingers shot pellets. I love that thing. It was some convention where Rory said, like, my TV mom is your TV, or my TV daughter is your TV mom. So, like, he's Sarah's, like, grandfather, in a way. That was pretty funny.
I didn't even think about that.
But regardless, I think it made things more interesting. And I think that device, like, I think it did a good job of adding a little bit more to, like, Rey and Kendra's relationship, because it felt so forced.
It still feels forced.
Well, yeah, I still feel like the beginning of it was forced, but at least, like, the fact that they were sort of forced to live together, that sounds really funny, but, like, it's, and, like, then they've had all this time together now, at least legitimizes it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, them just being like, oh, all of a sudden we like each other, and then they're just together, because, like, inevitably, you can, like, see the writing on the wall, it's going to be used for drama, when they find a version of Carter eventually. Carter! They're actually just going to find the Carter from Rush Hour. And just they pull him onto the Wave Runner. Lee! Lee! Where are you, man? I don't understand what you're saying. This is Carter in his latest incarnation. He's black in this. And this is Kendra's latest incarnation, Jackie Chan.
You guys look so different.
I am a barista.
I would adopt you.
Barista, spell with a B.
No.
It is. God damn it.
That
is stupid.
Yeah, but I think that, like, having them have this couple-year relationship will at least legitimize that conflict more whenever it does come up. And Sarah just went full-on, like, you know, groupthink. She's like, fuck you, I'm gonna start speaking Arabic and defending Ra's al Ghul with my life.
All because she missed Netflix.
Basically, she's like, I miss Netflix. I'm gonna go to a place where
Netflix
they...
Chill.
I'm stuck here, I can't watch Daredevil season 2, I gotta get out of here.
I can just do assassinate and chill.
So then is that why Ra's al Ghul trained her and then didn't kill her when she showed up?
I think that, like, because I remember when they talked about her showing up and, like, her relationship with, it seemed like he didn't like her. So, like, is that why he didn't like her? And, like, Sarah arranged her own rescue. So she saved her own life. It's like some timey-wimey shit right there. It was funny seeing Ra's al Ghul again.
Like some fucking Back to the Future shit. Go find Marty.
It's funny because of, like, how grounded Arrow was in the very beginning, and, like, when she was found and stuff, in particular during the Slade stuff, they were just starting to get into some stuff with, like, the Mirror Crew, and, like, the fact that at the time you have this sort of more grounded show, but, like, when you go back and rewatch it, you can just think about how Sarah time traveled and shit to do this, and, like, it's funny seeing, like, that sort of more, like, medievalish, like, ninja assassin setting, and then you have, like, Robot Adam fighting and, like, Firestorm on fire, and you know, Hot Girl being like Barista Power Activate. And
I like
the Wonder Twins, like, Barista Power is Activate.
I like how
form of a coffee cup, shape of a latte machine.
Ra's al Ghul's reaction to, like, Firestorm and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, Ra's al Ghul.
Kind of missed him, not gonna lie.
Yeah. He definitely has more of a villain look than Damian Dark, and he never even tried to rip off Paul Blart. He's gonna be the villain in Paul Blart 3, can you imagine? He's actually gonna be in the new movie, it's just him and Liam Neeson, Ra's Tyson.
Paul Blart just throws him some cheese.
I know the perfect way to distract him.
But, you know, it was a pretty, like, I didn't see it coming until they were on, or until Snart was taken. Snart was taken. Google, where is my Snart? But I didn't see that coming until he took him. That I never would have guessed, leading up to it, that he was Kronos. I thought, I had a vibe that, not like Cisco, but that something was going to happen from him leaving him behind.
Yeah,
like something time related, but I didn't expect him to be Kronos.
This is why we let Cisco naming,
and that's like crazy. Like when he was attacking them and shit, like he was attacking himself. And that was an interesting, like, really cool choice. And we just talked about last week how, like, if he comes back, we don't want him to be just like wishy washy or whatever. And all of that, I did not expect him the next week to come back as Kronos.
Yeah.
That was cool. And
like, I heard a couple theories after the, like, the preview, that preview clip, came out, but I would have never, like, thought about that, like, on my own. I mean, I don't sit here thinking about it much anyway, so, but yeah, still.
We know.
Yeah, I know.
Like, the only theory that I heard that I thought would be the most plausible was that he was gonna somehow, like, wherever Mick left him behind, he was going to end up working for Savage. And, like, they were going to run into him down the line as, like, one of Savage's guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't expect, like, the Time Hunters. Or Time Masters. Time Hunters.
I'm a Time Hunter.
But, so, yeah, that was interesting. And they have him now, and they're going to apparently try to rehabilitate him. So we'll see where that goes. Because he's, like, lived longer now. He's been in the hyperbolic time chamber, you know, training with Goku and Vegeta to get that really muscly Super Saiyan form.
That's basically what happened to him.
Yeah. It's even funnier and, like, cooler because I would never expect something, like, that cool of, like, a backstory to happen to a character like his. Like, that almost sounds insulting, but, like, of the two, well, like, Snart was the more interesting
one. Because Heatwave's so kind of generic.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and of the
he's
duo,
just a guy with a flamethrower and fancy goggles.
Like, especially when they started, like, and as the story started to progress, like, Snart was definitely the more interesting one in terms of, like, his changing motivations, and even before, and, like, Heatwave was very generic, and, like, the best thing about him, which I did really like him, was that he was kind of funny. Like, I'm trying to remember, there was, like, a really funny, like, misunderstanding of names. But regardless,
you're doing great, Dawson.
He had some just really funny sort of, like, barbaric lines, and, like, just funny that he was essentially the comedic version of Lincoln Burrows we made up in our head. I mean, we never fully fleshed it out to where he became a time-traveling bounty hunter. That was just really a mistake on our part. But still, that was a cool twist. Like, there was so much cool in this episode. Like, between that and everyone getting left behind for a few years, Shaw meeting Bill Gates' dad. Your son is Bill Gates.
Your son's Bill Gates. I never thought about that. It's got a nice ring to it.
But yeah, and Snart blasted his hand off with science, and then he
We can make it better.
now thanks to science.
But like it's funny because I was thinking like, oh please, how is he going to be able to aim it perfectly at the handcuffs? And he wasn't even planning on it. He's like, fuck it, freezing off my hand. So yeah, it was really good. And
Snart is the best. I love Captain Cold.
I like how kind of nonchalant he was after the fact. Like, he's just got this, like, icy stump going on, and he's just like, don't kill him, it's cool, I'm fine.
He rocks it a lot better and a lot less like a bitch as Malcolm Merlin. He's like, fuck a sling. You don't need a sling when your arm's cut off, or your hand, because, like, once the wound is, you know, closed off, you can let it hang.
Just let it fly free like your penis.
Just let it go.
Well, yeah.
Let it go.
I hope the mic picks that. Stop it.
I don't know what's so funny.
You just did an auto-tune cover of Let It Go.
Oh my god, that was perfect.
Oh my god.
This episode is just filled with a bunch of, like, perfectly timed reactions and everything.
And on-point stories about dumbing older friends and, you know.
Look, don't make fun of my stories.
I don't even
remember what story. It was an analogy.
But it was just an analogy. But yeah, I don't think there's too much else, because I forgot what we were talking about before, the auto-tune cover, but it was definitely one of my favorite episodes, and I'm looking forward to next week's too, because it looks like we're going into the future to kill some, like, future dictator kid, or, like, assistant to, Savage.
Evil dictator kid.
His villain name is Savage's assistant, it's just his, like, his secretary.
Jesus, Kaylee!
Secretariat?
You scared me.
All right, so I
just went in the kitchen to get something to drink. I come back. I'm walking back. I get to, like, to the hallway, and there's Kaylee just standing in the doorway of the bathroom, halfway in the doorway, looking out at me, just staring quietly.
God, that's creepy as fuck. That's like some Shining shit right there. If there was two of them, I would have died.
She's plotting, Kevin.
I know. I'm really trying to figure out, like, what is wrong with her, how she hadn't gotten snuck yet. Like, like, one of these days she can do something extra creepy and, like, catch one of us off guard and just get, like, hit. I don't know what she did wrong.
What did I do wrong? You were there.
Like, you were fucking creepy, little kid. That's what you did wrong.
That's what all kids do wrong.
Especially Dawson's kids.
Thank God they don't exist. Or never will.
Really would be the worst.
That you know of.
Would be.
In some other timeline, Rory's gonna pick them up.
Dawson has kids he doesn't know about. They just live in other places.
Okay. Okay.
They live inside that Jack Daniels bottle.
Oh, good. Good thing I smashed it. Okay. Okay, so what's next then? I guess, is it The Walking Dead? I don't think there's anything else.
I think that's the last thing.
Literally missed the entire season's discussion of The Walking Dead.
Wait, you what?
I've missed our entire season discussion on The Walking Dead.
Well, it's been kind of sporadic because, like, Brian keeps forgetting to watch it. Because
y'all, like, are faggots.
I caught up and I kept forgetting it was a thing that I could watch on Sunday. So.
Like, we made sure we watched it live every week.
I caught none of the episodes live.
It's the only show I watched live.
Most of the time, I'm just sitting here on my ass on Sunday night, not doing anything. So I could totally watch it, but then...
Okay, now, Brian. Brian, you're sitting on your ass doing nothing. How is that different than any other time, any other day of the week?
It's not.
Okay, I was just checking. I wasn't sure.
I never said it was.
Oh, okay. I wanted to verify my claim just to make sure that my theory was correct.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. So, I'm trying to remember what we didn't talk about. I don't think we talked about the episode where Carol and Maggie got kidnapped, and then whatever happened after that. I don't remember now. I just remember that, and then Negan happened.
That episode reminds me of there's a meme I saw that's like, oh, we have a Carol and a Maggie, and it's just the rest of them laughing like, y'all are fucking dead. Y'all are all dead.
Carol's going to take out, like, 99% of you, and then Maggie might get the stragglers. But, you know, that's how it's going to happen.
Pretty much.
What's the next one? What happened? Oh, wait, no. Oh, the next one was the one where Denise got killed. And she's like, look, Schmidt, dump me for Seek. See. Like, I was
like she was having a moment with Daryl and Sasha and then...
Susie Crabgrass.
Daryl, yeah. And then she got arrowed in the face with Daryl's crossbow. Right in the eye.
Like,
and unlike Carl, she couldn't come back from that.
Coral, cover your eye! But that episode was funny because... Well, not funny, but because it seemed like it was one of those episodes like... You go into it and you're thinking, alright, this is a slower moving episode where you kind of focus on a couple different characters out on the road. And then all of a sudden she gets shot. And there's saviors and drama. And Eugene, like, literally bit a dick. Like, shit went down in that episode.
Like, that was so awesome. Because I never would think to do that. To just, like, bite some dude's dick to save my life. Like, I mean, I guess if you have to, you know, that's what you gotta do to not die.
Baby's gotta do what a baby's gotta do. Tommy Pickles. Every day.
I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm like, how are they going to get out of this? I'm thinking Eugene is going to die. And then he just bites a guy's dick, and I'm like, well, that's one way out of it. I did not see that coming at all.
It was like, go eat a dick, and Eugene was like, okay.
How about yours? Like, a what?
I was telling Brian about this, how I thought it was funny that in that episode, like, Eugene, the first time he decides to, like, take a stand and protect himself and prove himself to Abraham, the zombie he decides to take on is, like, on hard mode and has a fucking helmet. Like, that would be just my luck. It's like, I got this. Ping! God damn it.
Like, the first time he tries to be a hard-ass, he gets captured. Like, fucking Keeper, god damn it. Keeper goes out to fight. I got this. Gets captured, son of a bitch.
Eugene is better, Keeper.
You are the worst.
Yeah, that episode took me by surprise. Like, I wasn't too attached to Denise, but I guess I liked her enough that it was kind of disappointing, mainly because they don't have medical care now. There goes their health benefits.
Yeah, like, how are they going to comply with Obamacare now? Then they have to pay a fine. Like, that gets expensive.
And then that basically led to them not being able to... Or having to go to the hospital the next episode.
Yeah, well, and then Carol left. Carol, like, was like, fuck this shit, I'm out. I'm gonna sew a gun into my sleeve.
Like, I think what they did with Carol is kind of interesting, because she's basically developed into this badass, and I think it's interesting that they just... When they had her and Morgan interact initially, it was like these two exact opposites of Morgan's like, oh, life is precious. I don't know why he's Southern. And then Carol was like, fuck British. Everyone, I'm a ninja, that's true. So I thought that was interesting when they interacted, but I did not expect that their interaction was going to have so much of an effect on her. I didn't know if I thought it was going to be the opposite. Like, I thought maybe her interaction with him would teach him that maybe sometimes you need to defend yourself or protect people, but I didn't expect
it did because he killed to save her.
But like, I didn't expect the main point of the storyline to be that he made her realize how many people she's killed and like starting to feel that guilt.
And I thought it was like a real psychological toll on her. Like, I've killed a lot of fucking people.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he just unloads on this dude that's about to kill her.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. He just went full on like ghetto. Like, I'll leave him to turn the gun sideways. Like, what are you doing? Like,
well, he used to kill literally everybody he came across.
Yeah.
But I thought that was interesting for her, and because it was almost like a bit of the person she used to be was coming out. It was really cool that, like, in that scene where she runs into those saviors, which in the in memoriam part of Talking Dead, they labeled them as porch or truck dicks.
Yeah.
When they're like, she says it doesn't have to be like this. They assume that they're talking about them hurting her, but she's like ready to take them all out, and she does. And it's interesting and cool at the same time that like she knows full well she could take them all out, but like she really doesn't want to anymore.
Like she's trying to avoid it so hard, and they were having none of it.
But even though she doesn't want to, she was like fully prepared for war when she went out. So I think that was interesting what they did with her. She did kind of lead to basically everyone getting kidnapped, because that was one of my complaints, is that basically everyone put themselves in an idiotic situation.
They like, really did.
Like it was Daryl, so stupid. Daryl was out there because... was he out there looking for her? Yeah, he was out there looking for her. But, like, he was out there, and Maggie and Glenn were... Not Maggie. What's her name? Michonne.
But I thought he was out there looking for the savior guy that killed Denise.
But, like, they just all left at such an inconvenient time. And even when they went to go with Maggie, like, they took every important character. It would have almost been better if they had waited and maybe had, like, half the people go with Maggie and... have to go to look for Carol later or something, but it's still like it seems super convoluted as a way to get them all out.
And then like they left the priest in charge. Why would you leave? He's like a total. I don't like him.
Well, apparently he's gotten better, and he's
he's gotten better, but like,
I don't remember his name, but the priest guy. Yeah, there we go. Gabriel.
Like he was such a dick for so long. And I'm like, why are you leaving him in charge? You're giving him your kid. Stop it. Like, the one child that hasn't been eaten by a zombie yet.
Well, and it especially seemed dumb because it was right after they had the run-in with those saviors and they killed Denise, and they know they're in those woods and on that road, and they go right back there. I mean, I know Daryl was hunting for him, but, like, how dumb can you get with that? And it was a bunch of different convoluted coincidences to get them all in jeopardy and to... catch a few more of them before they did everybody at the RV.
And I want to know what's wrong with Maggie.
Basically, this is kind of like a series of unfortunate events. Like classic, that just describes the show.
Like, it's so funny because we see Maggie's having some kind of like health issue, and so my wife keeps getting mad at me because what I told her is that I said, "Well, what if
is it a zombie fetus?"
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
That's what I thought too.
Is that the baby? When she got cut, the baby died and became a zombie, and it's eating her from the inside out. And she's like, "Oh my god, what is wrong with you?" I'm like, "What? That would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool. Not gonna lie."
That's what I thought too. Like, is this little tiny baby fetus just being like, like that would be disturbing? Because like that was brought up when Lori was pregnant. Like, she was afraid that what if the baby dies, like, before childbirth or during childbirth, and then it eats her out from the inside. Whoa. But, like, that would be scary, like, to have, like, this basically a monster inside, like, eating your way out through your stomach.
Alien, like, that just thing pops out of his stomach.
Exactly, and it was brought up before, so that's what I was thinking, honestly, and who knows, that could still be what's happening. I mean, she's just sitting out there with her lesbian haircut, so, I mean, that's why Glenn had that outburst. He was like, "You cut your hair! Why did you do it?" He was pissed.
"You became a lesbian!"
Deacon's like,
"You've been hanging around Denise, haven't you?"
"I understand you're emotional." Like, that's why he was so upset.
I kind of like his performance as Negan.
Yeah, Papa Winchester is doing it.
It's really funny, though, because we're watching it and we can't take him seriously because all we see is John Winchester. So he's sitting there and he's being this complete dickish asshole. And, like, all I see is just Sam and Dean's dad just, like, talking shit to the yellow-eyed demon. And I'm like, Like, it's funny, but he's really good. Like, I was like, oh my god, I love this. I love every
second. I think he's a good choice because apparently his character is described, according to Talking Dead, as like, he's like evil but like charismatic, and I think it's a good choice because like, you kind of want to like him a little bit. And like, oh, okay, I'll work for you because, you know, you're not saving people, you're doing half the bumper sticker, you're just hunting things, but, you know, the family business.
It's just like, it's the New World Order. It's what do you do? I want your shit. You give me your shit, or I kill you.
And, like, as convoluted as, like, the random kidnappings were, it was sort of intense to see them. I mean, it was kind of repetitive running into all the roadblocks, but it was also kind of intense that, like, each time there was more of them. And yeah. Then the scene of, like, all of them around, and, like, Rick, like, he was gone. He, like, totally bitched out. He looked like a scared little salamander. Like, and you can always tell when Rick's scared too because his hair gets super sweaty, so it's all super like straggly everywhere.
Are you around a lot of salamanders?
Yes.
Of all animals you pick.
Well, this is from you and your weird friend analogy.
Fair enough. I guess I can't talk.
But like, it was kind of hard to watch and like interesting too, because Rick has been so cocky this whole season, and like, I guess rightfully so, because they have taken out so many people. But
and then here they are, like, they've basically taken over this this enclosed in these big walls encampment, and not only are they enclosed in walls, they're able to expand it. We can just build out the settlement and have, we can farm and we can do this and you know, and we're living the life now. We got power. We have water. We have, you know, we got to go on food runs. But for the most part, we're pretty safe. As long as we find some more food, we're doing okay until we can get our crops going or whatever. So he has every reason to be cocky. They got a supply house of guns and I mean, they kind of use a lot of their ammunition for, you know, some of these Walker incidents and the wolves showing up, but you know, they're sitting a lot prettier than they have been from, you know, the past five seasons.
Well, not to mention that they've taken out every group they've come up across, you know, the termites and the governor and all that, and the wolves as well. Like, the wolves attacked them and they didn't even have their best people there. So, and I think it was interesting because the show can get repetitive, you know, fight zombies, come up against psychotic group, which is essentially what's happening, but it was, like, presented in, like, the opposite way of, instead of them all of a sudden running into this group, they heard about them, and then they were the aggressors and took them out first, or some of them. And then just the sheer number of them is, like, larger than any group they've fought. And it is interesting, like, the idea, I mean, obviously Negan's people are pretty terrible, but, like, from their perspective, like, Rick is basically, Rick and his group is, like, the termites or the governor. Like, this group that all of a sudden comes in and starts killing your people. Like, that would be interesting. Well, that would be interesting to explore against a group that wasn't fully evil. Like, even though it does present an interesting concept of Rick's group sort of being evil as well, but like, if they actually went up against a group that was like closer to their style or maybe even nicer, for lack of a better word, but they are coming off as that type of people. Because again, I was watching on Talking Dead, he was like, if you were to watch Negan's journey from day one instead of Rick, like, you might be on his side. And that's right, interesting, like, to think about.
He doesn't look as crazy and psychotic. He looks like, well, I'm doing what I gotta do to survive. And then you see, here's these Rick and his group come along, and they just start killing your people in their sleep, and, you know, they look like the assholes.
Yeah. But, like, it would be more interesting to explore that from the angle of someone that wasn't more clearly evil, because even, like, as far gone as Rick is, he wouldn't be like, all right, I'm going to steal your supplies. So he's basically just, if you come after us, or you might come after us, you'll get killed. Or, you know, when they pick up someone on the road, it's like, am I going to take you in, or leave you alone, or kill you? It's never like this sort of dictatorship that Negan's trying to do.
Right.
But it also, in addition to, like, the way they were introduced and, like, the sheer numbers, I think what's interesting about it is it's not like with the governor where they were trying to take him out, or with the Terminus where they were trying to eat them. Like, he's trying to assimilate them. So, like, that'll be something interesting for next season, too.
Yeah, because his whole thing is, I don't want to kill all of you. I want shit. I like shit. My way of getting shit is, I kill a couple of your guys, so you know I'm serious, and then the rest of you start working for me to get me more shit.
And that's how he got so many people. So yeah. Getting all the groups. Because that's probably how he got Dwight or whatever that guy's name is, because they were on the run from him at first. And, like, there's, like, a bunch of, like, controversy over that they didn't show anybody get killed. I don't think I'm quite as outraged as other people, but I definitely see why you'd be upset. I think it's because of the build-up between, like, the second half of the season being about Negan, and then this episode itself's build-up. And then on top of that, like, the fandom build-up of Negan's coming. And then it
someone's
happens.
Someone's going to die, and then you don't know who.
Yeah, and, like, they've never done that before, with the exception of this dumbass Glenn fake-out in the middle of the season. Because that I remember, most Walking Dead finales either involve some sort of clear resolution or mourning the character death. And, like, most people are talking about, like, who died and what happened. But I can't remember a cliffhanger like that. I mean, there's been stuff like Beth's fate being left up in the air, but it was never, like, that direct. It was more like a just, all right, what happened to her type of deal. So, like, it did feel a bit stuffy. They might not even know who they picked. They said flat out in an interview with Arrow that when they did the grave thing, they didn't know who they were going to pick yet when they first shot it.
I think that's the case here, too. I think I read in an interview that...
The actor said they don't know who they killed.
Yeah. So, like, I've never been this upset for not being upset. Like, because usually when someone dies in one of the finales or a mid-season, like, you're kind of upset about whoever died if you like them. And I've never been upset that I didn't get the chance to be upset. It's just, like, I'm not 100% up in arms, but I think that the way the build-up was did kind of, it was like a ruined orgasm. It's basically what it was like.
It was awesome
because there was so much build-up. I mean, granted, I think a lot of it did come from the fandom with the whole Negan build up, and apparently he had the famous scene in the comic is that he kills Glenn. I don't want that to happen just because they already did the fake out, and I like when they change things.
Like they did the fake out, and I just really like Glenn. And
like,
and
apparently the scene where what's her name, Denise, got shot with the crossbow, apparently in the comics that was Abraham that got shot. So yeah. They changed that.
Yeah, they changed a lot of things. I mean, this could be Abraham here.
Yeah,
for all we know.
I kind of feel like it's Eugene.
I thought that too, but I feel like he's not as impactful.
I feel like they laid it on too thick.
Yeah.
Like, the entire episode, it was just, like, Eugene having all of these, like, character moments. Like,
yeah.
He's just gonna be gone. And so I don't know. I feel like it was laid on too thick to actually be him.
and also, like, even though he's a main character, and I do like him, I don't feel like he would be as impactful. Or, like, based on what Negan was saying. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it would be.
It's Rick.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be Rick, and then he's going to come back and then guide them all as Zombie Rick. Coral! But, yeah, I'm not sure who it was going to be. Like, I thought that, too, exactly about Eugene, but it just doesn't feel like he would be important enough, even though he's a main character.
Watch it be, like, someone absolutely pointless, like Rosita.
Poor Rosita. Take that, Susie Cabgrass. That's what you get for breaking Ned's heart. Hashtag Team Moe's.
Might be Sasha, and then they'll just get called off being racist and killing a black girl.
But they'll bring another
racist
one in.
And sexist.
There's a cycle of black people on this show. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you can only have so many at one time.
They kill one and they bring a new one in. Whatever happened to funny. Heath?
I don't even remember who that is. Oh, is he the guy with the dreadlocks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not important. He went on that run with Tara.
Oh, yeah.
She had to go on the run because the actress was pregnant. So they're like, oh, we got to go to the grocery store for like 3 months. You cool? And Black Guy's like, I could use a vacation. I'll come watch you give birth. It'll be like a movie.
Oh, I don't know. They're in his vagina.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Like, I remember hearing about Glenn getting killed by Negan in a pretty famous way, but I didn't know it involved this, like, very specific scene. And because, honestly, before I knew that the whole scene was about killing one person, I honestly thought going into this we were going to lose multiple people. Because
we've
had it so good for so long. Like, even with all the disasters happening in the first half of the season, we only lost some Alexandrian cannon fodder, really. So, like, we had it so good, and then not to mention they built up Alexandria, and then the cockiness, it's like, I was expecting, like, maybe two or three people to die, because we hadn't had anything major in a while.
Well, and that's the other thing with Rick's cockiness is that he really hasn't lost anyone majorly important to him. I mean, he lost that one bitch he was trying to bang, but then he's got all that Michonne pussy, so...
It's all good.
He hasn't really lost anybody close to him. They've lost, like you said, the Alexandrian cannon fodder, but all their main people, they're all still here. And he picked up Morgan. So, from his perspective, yeah, I could have a reason to be cocky because, you know, all my guys are here, still alive. They're all, even Coral with his one eye, they can all fight, and you know they're good with guns and weapons. And then I got my bow staff wielding ninja over here.
What's gonna happen. Actually, Negan's not even gonna get to kill anyone. Carol's just gonna come up with her sleeve gun, take half of them out, and like Morgan's gonna do a bunch of flips and take the rest out.
Like fucking Yoda fighting Count Dooku, like just bouncing around everywhere.
That's like what happened last time. I mean, not Yoda, but you know, they were captured by Terminus, and then Carol just came in and took out everyone.
But I was sitting there the whole time, and like, you know, Negan's just going on and on, and I'm waiting for someone to die because I know that's what's about to happen. So like, my stomach is just in knots, and I'm just like, okay, who is it going to be? Who is he about to kill? Oh God, what's going to happen? Oh my God, is Glenn about to die? Is somebody else about to die instead of Glenn? Because we're changing it for the show. Oh God, what's happening? And then he sits there. Who should I kill? I'm like, oh fuck. Okay, it's about to happen. It's about to happen. And he's doing the eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and I'm waiting for him to stop, and the camera keeps changing who they're focused on. And I don't think I've ever been that paranoid watching a television show ever. And then instead he just kills the audience and the camera guy, and you're like, fuck.
It was also weird, because I don't recall them ever doing a shot like that before.
No, poor camera guy.
Beginning of season 7, it's just a random dead dude with a camera.
Camera guy number 3, that's who we lost.
Number 3 was the best. He got the best shots.
He got the money shots.
Kind of funny, and like that, like Rick was so like defeated and like scared looking, but like Carl was still staring down Negan even when he got him right in his face.
Carl's like, "Fuck you, bitch! I'll cut you with my one good eye. I don't give a damn."
You see the hat? I am Mrs. Nesbitt.
Meanwhile, Rick's over there pissing his pants.
It's all getting in his hair somehow.
That's how he pees.
Classic. Classic Schmosby.
That was fantastic.
I think I have too much else to say. I think overall it was a pretty solid season, though. It definitely had some bumpy moments. But I liked a lot of it. I think the second half was better, probably, but I still like parts of the first. I think still that the whole Morgan episode right after Glenn's fate was up in the air was a mistake. Because I think that what was a pretty solid episode was kind of... like, a lot of the quality of it was taken away by people's frustration over that. I mean, and it was such a stunt, too, of, like, trying to get talk about whether Glenn died or not. And I still love that people called out that it was probably fake because he wasn't on Talking Dead. And he never talked about his goodbye dinner, which is, like, two things that usually happen when someone leaves. And I think it's funny that, like, it's funny that the idea of that is evidence, but it's also even funnier because it's accurate.
Now we're not going to know who's getting a goodbye dinner, because they're not going to get goodbye dinner for a while, because nobody knows who's dead.
They're just waiting to see if they need to put their order in, see if they get their last meal.
That's right.
But yeah, it definitely has me anticipated to watch and see what happens, and then I'm also interested to see how the Negan element adds to it, because if they do essentially end up working for him, it'll definitely be a different situation. I mean, inevitably, it's pretty obvious they'll end up taking him out somehow, but still.
Like sitting there secretly plotting and shit.
Is Negan dead in the comics yet?
I think he's in jail. Okay. I Googled it. I don't remember. I didn't read everything in depth, but, like, from what I understand, they do work for him for a while. And because I didn't read everything in depth. There was, like, an overthrow, and then from what I understood, I don't know, he could be dead, and I just missed it, but, like, Rick put him in jail to prove that, like, he's not as bad as he is. Yeah, so I'm not sure what they'll do with that.
There's supposed to be this, like, other community.
The armored football players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wear, like, football pads and carry scythes, and they're helping Morgan and Carol out.
There's a tiger involved.
They're led by some, like, black guy with a tiger. That's all I read, and I wish I was making that up.
That's what he meant, because, again, Talking Dead, almost said Ryan Seacrest, Chris Hardwick was like, because there was a theory about that group, and someone mentioned it, and Chris Hardwick said, that'll be interesting, because one of these characters has a very specific pet. Like, what could that mean? Like, that would be interesting if they go exactly that route, like getting a tiger for the show.
That fish got a pet tiger. All of a sudden, you just hear it from the background. They're great!
It's just Tony the Tiger with a machete.
I would watch that.
We move on to any other segments. Since Kevin hasn't been here in a while, do you guys want to talk turtles for a couple minutes at all?
Yeah, we can.
I haven't seen last week's.
Okay. Let me say, because I feel like Kiefer's dying.
I didn't really finish watching this last one either. I started watching it and kind of fell asleep.
But how great was the, like,
oh my God,
the crossover?
The crossover was the best thing.
It was so good.
You had the voices, and then, you know, Krang was back, and seeing the two different animation styles crossover was beautiful. I love, like, all the little things, like when they make fun of like the chips in Raph's shell, like new Raph.
Yeah.
Or like when Donatello, like new Donnie and old Raph are arguing about how stupid their voices sound because they're the same guy.
Like, having heard Paulson as Donnie for so long, it feels weird to hear him as old Raph again. Because I haven't really watched any of the old Turtles in so long. It's really weird.
Well, then, like, Leo just sits there going back and forth, like, turtle power! Stop! You need to stop that. You need to just cut that shit out. And they're all fighting about Mikey, and Mike, you're just like, dude, you're me! Dude, you're me! Like, oh my God.
Mikey and Mikey are just bros.
They're just bros for life, and it's like, Cowabunga! Booyakasha! And I think it was very interesting that they made Krang as, like, an exiled member of the Krang.
Yeah.
Exiled for being a complete idiot, and that's why they sent him to, like, this 2D dimension. Like, I also did like how they just commented on old Donnie's portal generator and how stupid that is. Like, this just doesn't even make sense. What the hell are you doing? Like, and they just kept getting him, like, you can't walk out into the street. We do ninja things here.
Like, you know, like ninjas.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? You're not even using your weapons. How are you fighting? What is happening? Like, they're just so confused at these idiots. And then
they're hopping around using fire hydrants and shit.
Yeah, and
where the hell did you get a pizza?
Yeah, that thing, because that's the scene from the theme song.
Yeah.
And like, the fact that they just included that in there to me was hilarious beyond belief. Like, I just could not believe it.
Right down to the Give me a break.
Give me a break. Yeah, I busted out laughing. And of course, I'm watching this with Kaylee, and I just go, that is hilarious. And she doesn't understand. Like, it's funny to her because he just threw a pizza at the screen for no fucking reason. So she doesn't get why I think it's funny. Like, I get why she thinks it's funny because it's funny. Just threw a pizza at the screen. But she in no way gets why I think it's funny. Because she hasn't watched that show, and I'm like, I can't explain it to you right now. It's a long story. Like, we're just not doing this.
Like, I think it was done to the point where it was perfectly fine and entertaining to any of, like, the kid audience. But when you're someone that grew up with, like, the original cartoon, there were so many little jokes and references to get.
There was so many things there because you have people, I guess, you know, like me, who I'm at the age where I grew up watching the show at Kaylee's age and a little older, and then now here I am with someone her age watching the new show.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have that, like, you're watching it with your kid can enjoy it for just the funniness of it, or they're, you know, they're bickering back and forth, and they're, oh, he's telling him he's got a stupid voice, and that's just funny because kids think it's hilarious. They're arguing and whatever. But then as the adult, you're going, you know, it's the same guy.
Yeah.
So to you, it's even funnier, like, because you get why it, you know, why they're making the joke, and that's what was so much fun about it,
and
listening to Pat Fraley and Gilbert Gottfried argue back and forth.
That was perfection.
Like, oh my god, I was just giggling like a little kid the entire time. Like, I couldn't contain myself. It was so awesome. I loved that. I think it's probably one of the best half an hours of Turtles. The only thing that I really didn't like was that we had to go back to the Mirage universe.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, like, I mind that whole thing, but we're doing it, and I'm like, isn't this the plot of Turtles Forever?
Basically.
Isn't this the exact plot of Turtles Forever, just redone? Like, with the 2012 Turtles instead of the 2003 Turtles. Like, we did this already.
Except with the right voices.
And, yeah, well, yeah, the right voices, and then they didn't give the Mirage Turtles a voice and make them sound really fucking stupid. Instead of just comic book panels, and then they were really confused, like, what the hell is happening?
And, like,
why are we here?
That doesn't even touch upon the fact that, like, there was some, like, pretty good moments between, like, Leo and Splinter, because they hadn't seen Splinter in so long.
Right, because they got transported to their universe, but a time before it was all destroyed. So then they're in the lair, they're seeing Splinter, and then, you know, they have that kind of a freak out moment, like, oh my god, we're home, you know, here's our dad, like, what the fuck? Like, they, you know, they don't know how to handle it. He wants to tell them, you know, this is what's about to happen to you. And to everyone. And then he can't. Like, and it's just so funny when they're like, stay here. And then they just start just running around, acting crazy. And he's just like, Leonardo, what is happening? I what the fuck?
You got some explaining to do.
Right? Leo, you got some explaining to do. Oh my god, it was just so good. I'm actually, though, surprised, and I don't know if maybe I just haven't seen it because I haven't been on different parts of the internet as much as I used to be, but complaining about, like, oh, the whole thing was just to make fun of the original cartoon and how stupid it is, and just calling it dumb the entire time. You know, that was kind of the bit in, I think, Turtles Forever.
Yeah.
And some of the previous ones, that, oh, this was just, the whole point of this was just to make fun of the original show and to talk about how dumb it was.
I didn't get that at all. Like, I mean, there was the obvious jokes to make.
It was the obvious jokes.
Because of the format, but I feel like this was more of a love letter than anything.
Yeah, and then at the same time, I mean, they made jokes back at them, you know, for the way they do things about, you know, how ninja-y they are, and the, you know, being
Sirius and their design and everything else.
Ralph called Donnie Gaptooth or something.
Yeah, like, like that was fantastic. Like, I love that. Like, and then they make fun of their height at some point because they're different sizes or something. I thought they made fun of their height. I don't remember, but or like just like freaking out at the Krang and what's how he looked and how big he was and when he was just like grow giant, and it just doesn't make sense at all. This is what the fuck is happening here? Like, and it's funny, the first time that he made that little brrrr sound, like, I just lost it. I couldn't contain it. I'm like, ah, it's like I'm five again. Because as much as like as you watch the show, and it is pretty 80s, and that's how we're going to describe it. There is that, like, you know, that nostalgia kid factor when you see some of these throwbacks to the show, and you're like, this is exactly what I remember. Like when the bomb is on the Channel 6 building. And you're just like, we did that plotline like 100 times in that show.
Yeah.
Like, someone just attacking Channel 6. And that's when I thought it was funny when they did that in, you know, like the new universe, like the bombs on the Channel 6 building. And then, well, where is it in this dimension? Oh, it's in the same fucking place. Like, but it's just so funny. It's like, oh. Yeah, I told you if you got rid of the turtles, you could come back. So you decide you were going to blow up all the dimensions? Well, it would get rid of the turtles. You idiot. This is why you were banished in the first place. You're a moron.
Like, and that's a lot coming from Gilbert Gottfried.
Right? Like, it was, it's a hilarious to think about that. He's just like an idiot. Krang is just a complete and utter moron. Like, I thought it was a good idea. It seemed okay at the time. You didn't specify how you wanted it done, so I just took some creative liberties about it. But I know they got their second piece of the black hole generator. They're trying to go get their third one. Armagon's been back lately. That was fun. Like, they've been doing a lot of fun things. I definitely like them being in space.
Yeah, it's added a lot of variety to the show that it very much needed after that farmhouse incident.
After the farmhouse of you know, monster movies, and then the search for Karai 13 different times over. Like, look, we found Karai. Oh, fuck, we lost her. Let's go find her again. Son of a bitch! Like...
Yeah, season...
Like, we just did this.
That was season 3, right?
Yeah, it was all season 3. That was the second half of 3. First half was Farmhouse, second half was searching for Karai three different times.
Season 3 had issues.
Alright, so here's 4, and we got Fugitoid, Triceratons, all these aliens. They got, like, different gear, because they're in space. Dregs in there. There's just a lot of different things going on. Armagon, you know, Shredder... the Krang are pretty mostly out the picture. Shredder's out the picture. Even Splinter's gone. So, to just have narrowed down the cast, also, you know, the Mutanimals are gone. Everybody, it's just 4 Turtles, April, Casey. That's it. You know, with the Fugitoid as their, like, mentor, I guess, type character to how to navigate out here in space. It's definitely, you know, a different feel and a different everything, and it's really great to have that variety and breaking up that monotony we just had.
Yeah, I'm glad it's so enjoyable much. Again.
Like, I'm loving it, and I mean, yeah, are there things I miss? Yeah, I miss Bebop and Rocksteady, and some of the other characters just because they were fun to watch, and I like the people who play them. But at the same time, it was starting to become, like, a lot of the same thing when they come on. And it was just like, okay, we need to do something different. We need to do something different. Like, I love... They watch, like, Chris Bradford and his 2 Live crew or whatever the fuck it is. Like, it's hilarious. Like, it's just Chris Bradford is Chuck Norris. And then he's just got, like, this crew of people. Like, what the fuck are you all watching? Like, this is just weird. But it's funny, and it's a way to keep Clancy Brown around voicing things, I guess. Until they can get Rezar back. But did you see they're putting in Toka?
Yeah, I heard that. I didn't see design yet. Was there a design shown?
Wait. Let me get my phone. I saved... Did I save it? Let me see. Fuck. I thought I saved a picture.
I heard about it.
Yeah, I think it might just be like a face, but let me see if I saved it. I can't remember if I did or not. No, I don't think I did. I gotta find it. Let me see. I think it was Kiefer. I'm going to Twitter. I'm gonna go search Kiefer's Twitter feed. But yeah, like, they're bringing in Toka, which I kind of was waiting for anyway.
Yeah.
Just because of the whole Toka and Rezar thing.
We've had Rezar for, like, ever. So.
And I thought it was going to be, you know, I didn't realize that at first that they were going to make Dog Pound into Rezar. And so I liked that. And so at first I kind of thought, well, because they were doing that, they were going to make Toka out of somebody.
Only one they really had was Fish Face.
And, well, yeah, but they're not. Let's see. What the fuck is Kiefer doing? Okay, let's see.
So, is Tiger Claw permanently stuck in the 2D dimension now?
I don't know. I don't know how he got there.
That happened during the Space Worm thing in, like, was it season 3 or season 2? I don't remember. It was one of the seasons, because they had the episode about... I think it was season 3. Second half of season 3. And because they had the space worms, and that's what happened. It was the first time we saw the 80s Turtles again. Everyone was making a big deal about it. Because it was like that exact same scene. With the worm really? Appearing in the 2D dimension and Tiger Claw popping out.
I see. I didn't remember that. What is this? Classic Collection, Secret of the Ooze Turtles with different heads and shit. I don't remember seeing that. And then, like, Mikey has the box of donuts. Donnie has the little foam bat and a mop. I don't remember seeing these. I never even saw the original Classic Collection movie Turtles. What the fuck? Where is... Let's see. I feel like it was on Kiefer's feed. Let's see. I think that's where I saw it. Come on, Kiefer. Bebop and Rocksteady, destroy everything. That sounds like fun. Street Sharks. This is a Poliwhirl plush wearing a Donatello mask. That's awesome. Oh my god. Alright, apparently it's not on Kiefer's feed like I thought. Well, now I gotta go find it. God damn it, Kiefer. Oh, I knew that looked familiar for a reason.
What?
The shot with the four turtles posing, the original, the 87 turtles posing in 3D with their weapons, is like when they made it like the split screen with like a four-way split screen, is the same pose. It's on Kiefer's feed. If you go back and I'll go to the little media tab and go back to like March 18th, you'll see it to the video game character select.
Oh.
And they're in those pretty much the exact poses. I mean, it's not, you know, 100%, but it's probably like, you know, 98% the same pose. I really thought it was in Kiefer's. I thought I'd saved it actually to my phone, but apparently I didn't. Now I gotta figure out where I saw it. Because usually I rely on Kiefer for this, and I don't want to have to go through his entire Twitter feed.
It was on his Twitter feed. I found it.
Oh, you did? Well, I didn't. I looked in the little media thing, and I thought it would be there. I guess it was.
Because it was a quoted retweet.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Well, yeah. So you see Toka. I'm going back to go find it because I don't remember what it looked like anymore now.
It was March 26th.
Everyone listening to this right now is just thrilled. Like, we're just... I mean, Kiefer is. Just listening to us go through Kiefer's Twitter feed.
I don't know if that would be the actual design, though. It doesn't really match the design style of the show. Like, he wrote hashtag Kaiju Toka, and that's what it looks like. It looks like if Toka was in Pacific Rim.
Yeah. But I would love Toka like to be there. But I thought I saw something else. Like that wasn't that it had like I could be wrong, but I thought I saw something else. How is it I Googled Toka and I literally got Toph?
Toph. Barely not.
It's Toph and Sokka, and that's what I got.
That's Toka. One true pairing confirmed.
God damn it.
I can't believe that popped up. That's hilarious.
I clicked images and that's what I got. Like,
that made my night.
I'm like,
I don't know. I still liked the Frozen auto-tune, to be honest.
Oh, that's true.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Classic goat. Okay, so now it's time for
Tweet tweet, motherfucker.
Oh, that one hurt actually.
It does hurt after a while.
It does. Alright, let me, I think I had these pulled up when I restarted it, saved them here. I'm gonna get the questions ready. Okay. First one. From Kieran Foster. If you were one of Ghost Hoodies, what would you look like and what powers would you have? Mine would just look like a regular hoodie. And the powers would be
just
Bee's hood.
Generic gray hoodie.
Exactly. Just a generic gray hoodie. And it would give you all the powers a generic gray hoodie gives you. Boom.
It gives you the magical ability to break Jack Daniel's bones.
Exactly. And then, but like, the secret power is that you don't cut your hand on it right away. You cut it after 3 to 4 days. It's a slow burn, but like, it's like an ineffectual ability.
Mine would look like Harry Potter's invisibility cloak and give me the ability to just vanish and no one would notice me around. Because I don't like being seen by other people. I like to just blend in, so I would be able to do that.
You could also yell Expelliarmus.
I could yell Expelliarmus.
It's an additional bonus feature.
Expelliarmus.
I am Expelliarmus.
I'll expel your arm.
Miss?
Nailed it.
Exactly.
Mine would be really large, so like on a normal sized person it would just be like a really really baggy coat. Like it's a really
it's like those people
coat.
That wear those oversized hoodies,
and it would give you the ability to just be fat.
And you'd crave cheese constantly.
You could, it gives you the power to eat a lot of food at a buffet.
Like a buffet.
If you need to get your money's worth at a buffet, that would be the icon that you use. The me icon.
All of our icons like are the keys to defeating evil. Like there's so much powers.
Just okay. Imagine if you were facing a villain that made you eat a lot. That would be the perfect one.
Hold on a second for this next one, because I'm gonna do. Please hold. It's really funny seeing these. It's really funny seeing what random tweets show up like in the mix. Okay, this is a really quick like quick pick I'm going to answer by myself really quickly from Brandon. Kiryu Ryu is just, if you could kill off one character on the 100, who would it be? Chancellor Pike. Fuck that guy. Okay. Now on to the next question that everyone can read or read.
Brian, I'm about to text you.
Okay.
About Noku or Nobunaga or whatever. This is from Abe Lincoln. No lie. It says, if you had the chance to make one DC Universe show, who would you base it on and what would the show be like? Obviously Hornblower. And it would be part musical.
He would just be blowing the entire time.
And it would be funny because then when he does crossovers, it would force whatever characters that come onto the show to have to be part of the musical too. So you get like musical Diggle, musical Cisco, musical... not Rip.
Musical Link. Joe? We did that already, but I want it to happen again. Yeah.
Musical Joe 2. Electric Boogaloo.
The streets.
But like, in all seriousness, though, I would love if they did a Green Lantern series. Like, I know they're going to be doing the movie eventually, the Green Lantern Corps movie, but like, a series based on Hal Jordan, I think, could be really cool. Just if they do it like good, like they do The Flash and Legends, and I don't know. I think it could be cool, and
I would
seriously
stab someone in the throat to get a Green Lantern show.
Well, and then it would add an element they don't have, because like we have time travel, and like the time travel dimension is a Flash, and then you have the streets of Arrow. But then it would add like the space and like the aliens part of the universe to it.
Yeah. Now, would you want it to be Hal Jordan, or would you like? What if they came and said we wouldn't do it? We're not wanting to use Hal Jordan because we're still, like, butthurt over Ryan Reynolds. So we want to do, like, Guy Gardner because he's bad shit crazy. Or, like, Kyle Rayner. Or John Stewart because he's a black guy and we need, you know, diversity.
Just get Diggle.
I think that was a rumor for a long time.
I'm still going for it.
It was. I think I would be fine with pretty much anybody. Like, I wouldn't mind Hal Jordan because they've done various hints and stuff. But I would be pretty happy with just anybody just to get that universe and that portion of it, and I guess it would be more interesting to do like a non-traditional choice, but yeah, I would be happy with.
They go to Earth 2 and they meet Alan Scott, and he's finally afraid of wood. It's his weakness.
He's really just afraid of dicks.
Dear Lord.
That's the one that came out as gay later on.
Yeah.
His weakness was wood, and I'm like, well, you know, it kind of fits. We should have seen that coming 50 years ago. What the hell?
Dear Lord, exactly. Literally coming. Nope. Okay.
What?
Okay, now, are you guys just like in agreement totally about the Green Lantern, or did you have any other individual?
No, I actually really like Green Lantern idea.
Yeah, like, Green Lantern's like always been my favorite DC hero, and so like, losing the animated show, I'm just like in dire want of like a Flareverse Green Lantern,
because that, like, would just, you know, the thing is, the Flareverse,
they reference it a lot of so these much.
Yeah,
well, and the thing is that the Flareverse has done such good versions of these other characters, both heroes and villains. You know, when you have Arrow, Green Arrow, you have the Flash. They did the Huntress. They got the Black Canary. They've done Speedy and Red Arrow. Arsenal, whatever the fuck they want to call each other. You know, they had all their villains. They got Vibe, Killer Frost, different Flashes. You know, they've brought in to have so many characters, the Atom, Firestorm, and they've done them so well. And it would be really nice to see their take on Green Lantern. Who is he's a bit more major and a bit more popular of a character than someone like a Firestorm or the Atom. I think it would be a little more difficult as a bit of a people pleaser, you know, because everybody has that expectation of what Hal Jordan is, but no one really knows Ray Palmer. Some of the hardcore like comic book guys know him, but like I know who he is. Because I used to watch the Super Friends and some of the other stuff, so I know more DC stuff. But your general viewing audience won't know who Ray Palmer is. They're more likely to know who Hal Jordan the Green Lantern is. So it would be a little more difficult
in that sense, coming from how do we do this in a way that won't piss off the public. But I think any of your major other characters are either, they're all already taken by the movies. You know, you're not going to do a Batman or a Superman or a Wonder Woman show. You're not going to do Aquaman. You know, the only reason that the Flash TV show probably still exists is just because it's so good. I mean, they're doing the movie, they have to include the Flash, and like, well, fuck. We're going to confuse everyone, because here's this awesome guy, here is the Flash, and we got to cash some schmuck to be in our movie. If the show probably weren't doing as good, I guarantee you they'd try to find a way to phase it out, just so that there wouldn't be that conflict. Because they're that kind of asshole. But, I mean, any other character you picked would be someone, like, really minor or stupid. Like, let's do a Booster Gold show. Like,
he might be in Legends.
it would be funny. It would be stupid. But, you know, there's no one you could pick. You have to pick someone with a decent amount of name recognition, but not overly popular that, they already want to make a movie.
You were talking about Ray Palmer and stuff. And, like, with the knowledge that his character was originally supposed to be Ted Kord, a Blue Beetle show would be really cool.
Oh, that would have been cool. That would be cool.
Wait, who was? Try me again? Who was supposed to be, like,
Ray, Shaw? The Ray Palmer character was supposed to be Ted Kord.
Oh. And then they changed it to make it the Atom?
And they changed it to the Atom because I think they wouldn't let him use Blue Beetle or something. I don't remember exactly what it was. But they had to change it to Ray Palmer.
Blue Beetle would be nice. I guess it almost makes sense as to why he has, like, an Atom suit, since it's not really how his powers work in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had to change things around and sort of, like, fit into what they were already planning.
Yeah, with Blue Beetle, it's a guy wearing a suit. I guess it cut a character out because the Beetle is his own character.
Yeah. You might know a little bit better. I hate how restrictive
everything is.
But, like, I read that, like, Ray's initial character in Arrow acted more like Ted Kord would compared to Ray Palmer. I don't know how true that is, because I don't know. I'm not familiar with the characters, but...
Yeah, I don't know much about Ted Kord, like the Blue Beetle. I know people who do. I'd have to ask them, but I don't know much. Like,
they'd be dead forever.
I'd have to ask them, but...
So they could never speak of it.
I never really knew much about Blue Beetle until I saw him on Young Justice, and then was like, I like this guy. I want to know more. I am curious. But that would be interesting. A Blue Beetle show. I think there's definitely aliens involved there.
Speaking of, like, the casual people, is that, like, the people that see the Atom now automatically assume that it's, like, DC's answer to Ant-Man. Like, oh, they're just copying Ant-Man now because of the movie. Like...
At well, first, so they were like, oh, like they're that. Copying Iron Man, so...
Well, yeah, that too, and then there's, like, there was those people, but then, like, as soon as they showed, like, the Shrinking in the Legends trailer, you have those dumbass people that are like, oh, yeah, they're just trying to copy Marvel now because they just came out with Ant-Man. And in reality, like, I mean, there might have been some thought there, not about Ant-Man, but maybe a little bit about Iron Man, but that whole Blue Beetle thing makes a little bit more sense, and, like, it's just funny that, like, all those circumstances likely led to the construction of Ray's character, and then you have, like, the casuals thinking that they're just trying to copy Marvel left and right.
Yeah. I hate idiots. Like, when really have, like, a lot of the time these things get, people don't realize is that they're a similar character sometimes because people would leave one company and go work for another, and so they would just reuse their own ideas.
Well, yeah, but even there is even cases of, like, Marvel or DC making a character that's an answer to a popular character from the competitor, but now that's not happening. Like, they didn't just invent the Atom to compete with Ant-Man. Like,
right.
Tons of characters like that. Like, freaking Deadpool was supposed to just be a Slade Wilson ripoff. Like, his name, for God's sake. But
right, like, just, that was the whole thing, is that sometimes they do that, and sometimes it's just a case of one guy goes to work for one company and they work for the other. That's why you have Darkseid in DC and Thanos in Marvel, and they're the same guy because they're made by the same person. He's just like, he just went and did the same thing twice because they paid him to. You know, like, it these things happen, or they bring that writing style. So then, I kind of like doing this concept with this character, so they do something similar when they get hired by Marvel that they did at DC or whatever.
And sometimes there's also just characters that, like, have such generic powers, it's just like a generic superpower that you would think of, that it's inevitable that certain characters will have similar superpowers.
Similar powers, or that, oh, well, the answer to this villain with this superhero with, like, firepower is, oh, someone's going to have water, or someone's going to have ice, or, like, it. You're going to have that, so it's not like you're copying, it's just obvious, it's what you do. It's just like similar storytelling elements, so it happens, deal with it. It doesn't mean we're trying to copy the other guy.
Especially now, like, we're not freshly trying to copy him. If any copying took place at all, it took place a long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Exactly. Typing noises intensify.
So, Brian, do you see the thing about Toka and Chompy
being like a giant fuck monster? I'm down for that. I'm down.
And then like that other turtle. See, that's the thing, is that little turtle thing looks like it would be Toka from what I know of. I mean, from what I've seen of, like, the way he looks generally. With all the spikes on his back, and he looks like a snapping turtle face.
Yeah, like, his name's Chompy, so...
His name is Chompy, but like, granted, it would be literally the same story.
One of the little grunts from Skylanders?
Chompy. I mean, granted, it would literally be the same story again, like, oh, Raph's pet gets mutagen and becomes bad turtle. But, like, Raph should just learn, just don't have a fucking pet.
Don't have pets. They'll mutate and try to kill you.
Brian didn't learn that lesson yet. Don't have pets. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I think it looks cool. I'm excited by it, and I like Toka. I want more mutations figures. That's my thing. Like, I do. You know, I got the four turtles that turned baby turtles, but, like, the original mutations line 20 years ago had the four turtles. You had Splinter, you could turn back into a person. You had Rocksteady and Bebop, you could turn back into people. Shredder turned from a Rokusaki into Shredder, which wasn't really much of anything, but it was cool.
I had a Splinter that turned into a drill tank.
I don't remember that toy. I had a Splinter that turned into the van. I had a Shredder that turned into the mutant module. And then I had the race car Donnie.
No, you're right. Maybe it was Shredder that turned into the drill tank.
Probably Shredder. I had Leo
that turned into the fire truck. That makes more sense. Never mind.
And then they had Raph that turned into a fighter jet. Donnie, the one I didn't have, that turned into a helicopter, military helicopter. And then the construction ones where Leo's a dump truck, Mikey's a cement truck, and Donnie is a bulldozer.
Together they formed Devastator.
Together. Those actually took me. I never did learn how to do them as a kid. I learned how to transform those till I was in college. Like, I had trouble doing it as
baby
a kid.
Steps, Kevin.
I put it on the side and said, fuck it, and just, like, walked away. And then as an adult, I came back to it and said, I want to do this now. And I figured it out.
That's why I never reviewed Optimus and Jetfire.
I'm still waiting for that. I'm petitioning for Optimus and Jetfire constantly. I'm going to do one of those change.org petitions. Make Shuquin Shinobi review Optimus and Jetfire. We're going to get signatures and we're going to force it.
See how many signatures it gets. Not even joking.
I know, I should go do it now. but yeah, like I want more. They had an April that turned into a cat just randomly. I don't know why.
That was in an episode.
Yeah, but that toy was fucking weird.
It was. I had that toy.
And then they had the Toka and Razar that turned into the wolf pup and the snapping turtle. And then the other one they had was this foot soldier that turned into, like, the crazed foot soldier from the one episode where, like, the foot soldier got really hyper-intelligent and tried to take over. That was a thing, and that's always a little bit weird of a figure, too. Like, they made figures based off of a one-off episode because they wanted to fill the line out with more toys.
Take note, Dino Supercharge.
Right? They didn't just repaint, be like, oh, here's a blue Toka.
Here's a blue Toka.
Like, why? Because it's blue.
Here's all the turtles with their colors swapped.
Right? Like, they're having gender identity issues. Like, like, here's a Splinter, but instead of wearing his pink kimono, he's wearing a purple kimono. Go buy it. Oh, okay. Like, it... I want more transforming turtle toys is all I'm saying. That's really the bottom line here.
I got that. Change.org.
I like toys. Exactly. That's what we're doing.
Now it's time for...
Final thingies! I have a thingy and it's not final.
It is N3P!
I knew it.
N3P is better.
I haven't been here in 3 weeks and my thingy still isn't final.
My N is still 3P.
Goldar gets some break this week.
He's been working hard, calling aerosol an ass.
Cloud Boy.
At least it wasn't the Beat Fighters.
At least it wasn't the Beat Fighters. What?
Beef. Beef.
Is what's for dinner tonight.
Where's the beef? Hashtag Wendy's. Hashtag 4 for 4. Hashtag everyone has 4 for 4 now, and they're competing each other. It's like a 4 for 4 on 4 on 4 on 4. They're like, oh yeah? Well, we have a cookie. And Carl's Jr. is like, oh yeah? Well, we have a boxer and hot women, and you get 2 sandwiches.
Sounds like a food orgy. Hold on, four on four.
Has 2 sandwiches?
Carl's Jr., because you get like a chicken sandwich. Burger and then a drink and fries.
I'll have to see if they have that here. I think we have Hardee's, so same thing.
But like everybody's got their deal. I still think Burger King's is like the best for the fact that they think that including the cookie makes it.
Yeah, they're like we're better than Wendy's because we have a cookie.
Plus one of our like cookies that just sits here in this little burner all day. It's like going down to a Kroger's, buying their cookies and putting it in a hot plate and letting it sit there all day and then selling it.
Let's see, Hardee's.com. I'm invested in this now. Oh god, I can't find it. Current offers. Is it? No. I don't want a dollar off of Midnight Moonshine Thick Burger.
Recording this?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We are launching an investigation.
Menu.
I don't think he's is an investigation into Hardee's.
Where do I find this? I'm so lost.
Where do I find this meal?
Why don't you have...
It's in the commercial. He eats it and he's like, burgers.
Don't think we have commercials for that here.
But what you do have is meatballs.
Meatballs. I don't know. I officially give up the investigation.
Brian would be a terrible detective.
Oh, what? It was in the slider. It popped up.
No murders ever get solved. Well, I can't find this evidence. Oh,
double
wow.
Cheeseburger,
case
a
closed.
Spicy chicken sandwich, small fries, a 16-ounce drink offer for us. See, that is a better deal. I don't know if I want the chicken to be spicy. Spicy's not my thing.
You, sir, have no taste. It would need spicy to, helps you live longer.
It would. You need to add cheese to the chicken sandwich.
Just add cheese to the burger, to the chicken, to the fries, to the drink, and then just pour some extra cheese over the whole bag just to be safe.
I read a thing that says you eat spicy foods, you live longer. Something in the chili helps you, like, it keeps away cancer or something. So, you should go spicy.
I don't have cancer, I have heart problems, it's different.
No, I'm aware you have heart problems. You have diabetes. Diabetes. And Wilfred Brimley just shows up.
Check the microphone. Check it oven.
Sure. Wilfred Brimley just comes in. And that's what we're going to find out later on, is that Brian's going to get old. He's going to travel back in time and become Wilfred Brimley.
That's my old self. That's the Time Hunter version of me. It's Wilfred Brimley. I came back in time to defeat all the diabetes.
We can diabetes this.